Watch this.
The Joker and the Devil. Lower him several. I'm lowering my level.
I could just keep hearing the intro go on forever. Yeah. Not even start the show.
Can't get the fucking thing on.
We'll do that one Saturday.
I gotta get around to making the intro a little longer.
We'll do that one Saturday.
Get into the chorus.
The entire show will just be nothing but that track just looped over while we just sit here.
That should be the best of it. Just different intros at the same show.
You guys just stare at each other.
We just hold still. We're actually live there, but it looks like we're just standing still, like a picture.
Right, I'm good.
So are they really there? And then finally someone blinks or like wipes their nose.
Pull a mannequin thing. Just sitting here with the Sailor Jerry bottle. He's about to take a drink. And just holds it.
Until I accidentally move and just run down my shirt.
I'm going to be like this.
Yeah, hold that pose forever.
Ripped in half.
You dare me? Whole show. Jerry. 2 hours. I'll hold that pose.
Yeah, we gave a shout out to them. We need to like contact them on the Facebook.
Yeah, tell them. It's fucking
on the Twitters.
Contact them on the interweb.
Oh, by the way, me and Steve actually seen their very first Sailor Jerry commercial at the bar the other day.
What?
Was it your birthday?
Yeah, Thursday.
That means they're getting way too big for us.
That was your birthday.
I know.
No,
it was. Thursday was
if it's their first commercial, you should try to contact them to get them to be the official sponsor of Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio.
It was actually a great commercial.
See, now it seems like we're chasing their coattails now. They're all big. They have a like commercial on their own. It's probably their one commercial.
No, I noticed it. It was like,
We made it, guys.
One spot at 3 o'clock in the morning between a fucking infomercial.
No, I tapped Derek. I was like, dude, check it out. It's a fucking Sailor Jerry commercial.
And then right, like, and the funny thing is right at the commercial, a Captain Morgan commercial came out and said, now time for a real rum.
They just push over the fucking sailor.
They push a screen into the Sailor Jerry, or they put Sailor Jerry commercial screen over to it's Captain Morgan. It's all getting pushed.
And then Terry Crews jumps into the middle of the commercial to push Old Spice.
Those crazy rum son of a bitches.
Knock over Captain Morgan, put a tattoo in his head.
It's like weak.
It's like Old Spiced rum.
You can eat the you can eat it.
What?
Deodorant.
Because only we could see your fucking armpit movement.
They can too.
Oh yeah. Sometimes I don't think you're on camera.
Why would they?
Because he kind of hides
behind. I think Carlos likes to steal our souls.
For those
that's why they're
listening to
camera.
The audio version on Tuesday.
He's got a soul stealer on there. Well, they can still watch it, can't they?
Yeah. If they go to wedgeradionetwork.com, the video feed's on that.
Mm-hmm. Are you allowed to say that?
Yes.
No.
We're allowed to say wedgeradionetwork.com?
.tm.
.com.
.com. That was pretty. That's awesome.
That
was cool.
What's that? Is that Travelocity? Or something like that?
It's Yahoo.
Oh. That's close.
That's not Yahoo.
No, it's Hotwire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
In your face, Wedge.
T-W-I-R-E, Hotwire.com.
Oh, I didn't ask for that.
No, you cut out the beginning. Don't give them any credit.
They sound
them.
Oh, sorry.
They sound like a piece of shit.
Yeah, so if you want to bing something, Google it.
Hey, did you know that
someone should have told Spider-Man that
not that you care, but Steve, did you know that there's a website or there's a thing my brother told me about it where if you do like a certain amount of Bing searches they give you like Microsoft points and shit?
Oh, I heard about that.
I did not hear
I got yeah, an email, but I deleted
my,
it.
My little brother does it. And I guess if you do like 120 Bing searches a day or something like that, if you do I think 50 a day, you get points for like the Bing points program thing. But if you do like 150 a day, you actually get 100 Microsoft points or something like that.
That sounds
sketchy. And he actually did it. They got it for him.
That seems like you're going to have to download an ActiveX controller on your fucking browser, and then like you don't know really what that is. You don't even know if it's from Microsoft.
Jason, shut your mouth.
It sounds sketchy, man.
It's probably a program that you actually have to sign up, you know, use your email address and probably enter in your gamer tag as well to link them. It's like a Bing account.
It's legit. No, my little brother, they emailed him a code, put it on there, 100 Microsoft points right there. Legit.
So, pretty much he just sits there like an hour span, just randomly searches words.
I don't ask him.
That's what I do. I just randomly start typing words, enter, word, enter, word, enter, word, enter.
Sweet avatar clothes!
What else did you put in?
I mean,
Microsoft?
I don't even that.
No, you just go to Bing, type word
processor.
I'm pretty sure you can search 120 times with all the porn you want to watch. Or all the food you want to see. I don't know.
Easy. Bing doesn't come up with the right stuff, though.
No.
It doesn't have the right stuff.
I honestly don't like to bash Microsoft, but
Like Bing, Google has the best Bing. SEOs.
It's not very.
You go to Bing when like after you got past the third page.
It's not what it claims at all.
When you go to Bing and Yahoo,
it goes Google, Yahoo, Ask, Bing.
Right? Dogpile.
Sound good?
I got Lycos.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking to Steve about. We should get like the lower end search engines to sponsor us. Not like y'all, the top three, which probably would be.
Well, you just like bashed. Google, Yahoo, I just bashed him right now.
Whoever
so
the third is at the time. But just go way down the line. Like, what? Who else like the bottom shit that no one cares about?
AOL.
Besides, Ask Jeeves. Oh, AOL.
I can't think of anything else.
AOL has a search.
But I'm sure they need people to sponsor them.
Yeah, there are a lot. But the thing is, I've noticed that a lot of them are powered by Google.
That's retarded.
It's Google.
I wonder if any porn websites would sponsor us.
A yeah, porn search site?
I can imagine. Ruth and have a fucking picture of all those naked on the side.
You've been talking about that since you first came here.
Since we
doing the show naked.
When he first conceived the show, actually.
Yeah.
He's like, what if we get cameras? Someday. And then we...
A man can dream. A man can dream.
They'll use Eric for a...
This dream is brought to you by Bing.
No, they'll use him for one of those extends things where it's just him naked and then they photoshopped his penis where it like randomly grows on the site and then back up.
That'd be great. Camera that actually zoom into my penis.
No, it'd be you just standing there like, yeah.
Like a little set of balls around. And they zoom in. Oh, wait, there's a penis right there.
And Tempur-Pedic. I want a free bed.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. I'm going to invent a thing where just stick on there when you take a piss so men with small penises don't piss on their balls anymore.
For ads.
What?
I don't want Tempur-Pedic. I want that...
That's the best.
No, that fucking the number one.
Oh, no. I'd rather have a Tempur-Pedic.
Sleep number?
Yeah.
No.
The number that. One. Oh, wait. There's sleep in front of it.
I want to know if there's a bar in the middle of that.
Tempur-Pedic has one like that now. Well, they have one
it's
that
not,
adjusts.
So that does have to separate between yours and your partner. So obviously there's some kind of bar there.
Tempur-Pedic.
No, it's not so much a bar.
Because obviously you can't fuck in the center.
No, they're two like separate mattresses.
Tempur-Pedic actually has one like that, but you know,
split your fall in the hole.
You don't. Jason has a problem with falling in holes.
I want my wine glass there. I'm fucking. It won't fall over.
Actually, the sleep number better.
Oh, actually, my bottle said Jerry.
The sleep numbers aren't as great as they are. I tested them out.
I like the idea.
What's your number?
I can adjust
it conforms to your
body. My number 69.
It's all stiff.
I think that has a point.
No, that's 80.
You call it the Goldilocks mattress.
That's 89.
This one's too hard. This one's too soft.
This one's just right.
You spilled porridge all over my new fucking bed. Fucking cunt.
Damn cunt.
Don't
bitch.
Say that word. That's a horrible word.
Yeah.
It's a horrible word. Yeah,
don't say
word
fuck.
Oh, wait, it's not.
Don't say cunt. If anything,
love's a horrible word. That's all I was thinking
of. Twat, pussy, whatever. Just don't say cunt.
Why?
Clam.
He's a big old fat cunt.
Smelly. you fucking bastard.
Box. I heard like girls are like creeped up by the word moist. Is that true?
Yeah.
Like they don't like that word. It just kind of like makes them uneasy.
You mentioned that.
It makes them think of them when they get glidey down there.
That's moist.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I said. When I go down, the first thing I go upside. Your pussy's so moist. What'd you use?
Wet almost seems more like a...
Oh, you went down there?
It's like I'm eating Betty Crocker me right now.
To them.
I guess.
Yo, and you could say it creepier than you do wet.
So moist.
You're still in moist?
Damn, baby. You feel moist.
God damn, bitch, you juicy.
He's like, I got the vapors. You told me not to say moist. What the fuck you want?
Yeah, dude. I've been with a girl fucking so wet I got a crystal light just to flavor that motherfucker. It will stir up everything.
Picked you up like a big dream.
Gotta do something. Drink it up. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, they're
love your fucking clip, bitch. I'm not thirsty still.
Ring the bell for more.
Then it got a little out of hand though when he started putting lemon wedges there.
And then I threw her off because I realized I wanted pink lemonade and it was fucking strawberry kiwi. Bitch didn't even think the right thing. It's too sweet for me. Get the fuck out of here.
You next. Leave now.
Next.
You call next. Ring a bell.
Ding.
What do you got? Oh,
yeah,
man.
That bitch is dumb.
Back again. What have you guys been doing this week?
This week?
Good job, Eric.
Bad question. Steve had a birthday this week.
Yeah. Did he?
It's your birthday.
You know, there's so
it's
many birthdays
birthday.
This whole week God, and no. month. I can't keep up.
No one
not
I care
buying
about.
Presents for either of them, but having to be places for them. Go to the bar. Go to
I bought
house.
Steve a shot, which meant more.
I did that too when I got there. But I got there after his birthday, so I want that $4 back.
Oh, okay.
Really? I want my $5 back. What'd you buy him?
I bought him a shot of fucking Fireball.
That's more than $4.
Well then
it's during karaoke, so it's
five.
It
was his birthday,
during
sort
karaoke,
of, so I gave him a discount.
So it's $5.75.
It's okay with 75 cents. But I do want to make that tip.
Piece of shit. Gotcha. What? No. Anyways, Steve, how was your birthday?
It started with you.
Jason, shut the fuck up. You go nowhere.
It was all right. went to the bar.
No, went to the bar. What did you do?
Went
did
to
you
the
strip?
Casino.
Gay bar?
Oh, I was wondering if you did.
I did that.
You went to play Keno? That's cool.
I went and played Keno.
How many credits did you get?
20.
25.
I thought they gave me more.
Oh, you're special.
No.
We're not spending any money there. That 25 is actually pretty good.
You should have used it all in the dollar machine. 35. Cashed out.
I think there's two. Big. It's two on top. It's one on top of the other. There's the one for the month.
Yeah, no.
Your birthday, and maybe showing up on your birthday.
Oh, no. The one for your birthday is showing up on your birthday.
Did you get your hat?
I got.
Where's that?
It has candles on it. It has like a little tiny. It's a black hat.
Yes, it's happy birthday. It has candles on it.
It was blue and had a birthday cake on it.
Yeah, really? That's what it is.
Did you get your birthday cake?
No.
Why not?
Because you can't have your cake and eat it too, you bitch.
For that.
You get a $10 voucher and
that.
A birthday cake.
No, I got that, but by the time, you know, it was already starting to get late in the afternoon, I wanted to get back home.
Late in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Your birthday's going to end. No, like...
Oh, no, I had to get home, get shit ready, so I go out to the bar then.
Isn't it Nick's birthday
today? You could be eating cake.
No, his was 2 days after mine.
You could be eating cake while you're getting ready.
You said it was on a Saturday.
It was on a Saturday.
Today's Saturday.
Mine was Thursday.
I'm glad we're clarifying people no one knows.
This Thursday. Last Thursday.
No, last 2 weeks ago was my birthday.
That's where calendars come into play.
Fuck, man. I got to stop drinking.
No, you just need to get on Facebook so you know when people's birthday are.
Facebook's kind of evil.
My friend did that. Like they purposely have their birthday off there, and they sold the next day saying thank you for all the birthday wishes, and then it blew up.
Everyone feeling like a piece of shit. Oh, my God. I forgot the birthday.
Because really only two people actually said happy birthday who know them.
I think the best one I got on Facebook, though, was from you, Jason. That the Garfield fucking clown.
Oh, the Binky the Clown singing happy birthday to him?
Yeah, totally fucking remix.
And it's just
that
a loop.
Funny.
Like the five-minute loop of him singing that stupid song.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, thanks for the birthday wishes, knowing none of you guys give a shit about me.
I'm going to go kill myself. It's just a picture of you like
your
arm cut. Yeah,
I think on
your
birthday, I just told you to fuck off.
Thanks for the notification birthday wishes. I'm glad Facebook remembered.
Oh, that's like that picture I posted.
No,
look at all these presents, and nowadays it's like, look at all these notifications.
Hey, no, I want to put, thanks for the birthday wish, Facebook. The rest of you can go to hell. Facebook remembers.
Mark Zuckerberg remembers
Facebook,
your fucking birthday.
The one thing that remembers my birthday.
Facebook never hurts me. It listens. It gives a shit what I want to say and put
you wrote
there.
A reminder to yourself on your Facebook calendar.
Facebook does believe in freedom of speech.
When you opened up Farm Bill, it said happy birthday.
Farm Bill? What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah, you don't have Facebook. You're lucky.
He has Facebook. He just doesn't use it.
He can't even access it.
If you don't use it.
This phone can't access it.
Or if you don't use it, you lose it. Yeah, it does.
Really?
Yeah.
Melts off.
What?
Melts off Facebook?
Melts off, yeah.
Like my face?
Can't you have a permanent account, like if you die? Like if you die, they
you can text from the fucking dead.
And they just leave your open account there. But it says like rest in peace.
That'd be
on
so
it.
Sad. How do they know you die?
Well, you gotta talk to them.
You gotta talk to them from the dead or what?
You send them like, a copy of your death certificate.
Facebook, by the way, I'll let you know I died. Just let everyone know.
What I want to be able to do is have something set up so when if I do die and then they start posting things after I die from my like as if it was me.
Well, if you knew you're gonna die, you could just activate all the apps and just let it post on its own. It would keep going.
Actually, when I'm on my deathbed, my last words I'm gonna be like, notify this on Facebook.
I'm dead.
Put this on my wall.
I've hated you all. I never really liked you. And I remember your birthday.
I don't want to die yet. Tell me how many likes I got.
He's on his deathbed, barely able to type with one finger. Last thing with his fine dying breath, he tells the nurse to come here. She bends down and goes, click. Sad.
It's just interesting how.
What does that mean? It's this big old mystery story of what does it mean?
I mean, how much does that show?
And your phone died before you could actually like.
How sad does like Facebook make people? Like it's just ridiculous how much we have in life that we have to be on that motherfucker 24/7 and caring about what people say instead of going out and doing something or writing a letter or knowing people that, hey, we're going out, let's do this. Don't give a shit. Just go do it.
It actually makes me think there's too many things in life.
Yeah.
People whine too much on there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We are
and still don't post their own thoughts on there.
We are pieces.
No, it's always those fucking, you know.
But pictogram. Yeah. I don't know what they call it. Is there a word for that? I just call them pictograms.
What do you mean?
Just people, like,
they do have the e-card.
They have funny pictures, and it's just some kind of message written on it, like, you know, live your life or be sad.
We are pieces of shit. Yeah.
And it's just really dumb shit. Like, it makes it like no one actually puts a real status for themselves. Yeah.
Well, it's like we got, you know, the one friend who every day is putting up shit about fucked up relationships.
Oh, yeah. Mirza?
No. I don't have her.
It's actually her birthday today, too. Oh,
yeah. Really? I texted her birthday. Took her birthday and asked her, what are you for your birthday? And then I got nothing back after that.
No, and then there's...
That's my ex,
I think she posted
how
sad she was that you happy actually fucked her on her birthday.
No, there's always all these other people who put up, like, life meanings and, you know, encouragement stuff.
Oh, I hate that.
No, what pisses me off is because I'm like, okay, I know how you are in person, and that is not how you are.
You're not that insightful.
Interesting.
Or
I just had this conversation.
Smart.
I just have a conversation with somebody.
Positive.
Yeah.
I like the people say,
negative,
bless my life, this isn't. No, you're a piece of shit, and you know your fucking life sucks, but you want everyone else on here to think you're fucking great. No, I know how you are. I know your kids are fucking bad little bastards, but all of a sudden they're fucking saints on here.
Yeah.
And after that, you post like, then you write that, then they post, fuck all the haters.
Yeah, they do.
Haters gonna hate.
There's no fucking thing as haters. Sometimes you are a piece of shit asshole.
It is what it is.
It's like they're not hating. No, you are a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck all the
colossal
haters.
Colossal piece of
just
shit.
Just delude yourself.
Whole hate, you know, haters gonna hate thing is just the way.
You get a second chance on Facebook. You can be whoever you want to be.
Ignore them.
That works for rapists at chat rooms.
Or going to a new school.
Hi, I'm a 16-year-old. Well,
like you were saying, before about how people just bitch about their problems. Have you heard like Louis C.K. talk about white people problems?
We don't like that guy.
I've heard a lot of white people problems.
No,
actually, songs on Facebook. About,
this is like I'm going to read it, but this is a bit that he did. We have white people problems in America. That's what we have. White people problems. You know what that is? That's where your life is amazing, so you just make shit up to be upset about it. People in other countries have real problems. Like, oh shit, they're cutting my head. They're cutting all our heads off today. Things like that. Here we make shit up to be upset about. Like, how come I have to choose a language on the ATM machine? It's bullshit. I shouldn't have like to do that. Charles. I'm an American.
That sounds like Charles.
Charles.
That's why I like that fucking t-shirt from T-Shirt Hell, sponsored sponsors the Twitch Radio Network. That has like, speak Native American or get the fuck out.
That's great. I'm going to buy it.
I forgot who did the song. It was a comedy duo, and they got a song out there called White People Problems.
There are a lot of songs on YouTube that call White People Problems.
All right.
There's a song called White Girls.
I think one of the part of the song.
Never heard?
That? No, I don't want to hear it. I actually don't want to hear it.
Never heard White Girls?
I don't really care, dude. It doesn't sound that funny to me.
Never heard of the song White Girls?
No.
It's an old song. It's like
the only one I
your
could,
time
the
old.
The only one thing I can think of that's, you know, even in the realms of that was Eazy-E's Fat Girl.
You're close with the rapper. Not really. Too Short sang White Girls.
Ah.
White girls, white girls.
I don't really care for Too Short.
Oh.
Talking about them white pearls.
Don't do that.
What was that song? There was like these two girls that are talking about how attractive they were, and they're ugly.
Oh, I know that. It just came out a few months
That was a couple
hot
months
girl
ago.
It's called Jason's Exes.
I think it's called Hot Girl Problems, and that song's fucking stupid. I don't know if it's fake, though.
It's called Jason's Exes.
I think it might be fake.
Yeah, sick of songs. The song I'm fucking sick of is that Call Me Maybe song.
Oh,
but she's
hot, though.
God, that's the whitest fucking song I've ever heard. If that wasn't white songs, that's white songs.
Oh,
Steve
no
likes it.
Gonna
so
go
white.
Up to some guy and do that shit anyway,
no.
So it's kind of fake already. You know, people have business
go
cards that actually say that.
So, yes.
Call Me Maybe?
Yeah, like that says the whole verse, and it has their phone number on it. That's all it is, which seems creepy.
All I know is
that's from the back of
just
Wizard.
It's for the rapist cards.
No, just hearing hearing the title of the song, it sounds like a big ripoff of Zoidberg.
Maybe call me maybe.
We can do lunch.
Fucking bitches.
Well, look at the bright side. You still have
isn't
Zoidberg.
That girl fucking, yeah. Isn't that girl
you're all still have Zoidberg.
You don't know me? Why not Zoidberg?
isn't that girl from Canada that sings the song?
No. I don't know.
She's Canadian.
She's still hot.
I give Canada a little more credit than that.
I've never seen the music video.
Well, the music video is annoying.
Or, who sings it?
There's a one I saw.
Yeah. She's white. No, she's black. Black girls didn't sing that song.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of crap these days.
What was her name? It was Carly J.
There's an I in front of that Carly.
No, there's one I've seen on YouTube. It's like become a new meme thing right now. This chick did a parody of a Justin Bieber song.
Oh yeah, the overly attached like
yeah,
girlfriend.
Overly attached girlfriend.
Oh yeah,
she's kind of cute after you get past the ugly part.
Do the second picture.
It's like Jason's mom.
Not bad.
She not. But she's Canadian and knocks it down a few.
Have you seen the video over attached girlfriend?
Of what?
The stuff of the video for overly attached girlfriend.
Well, you will now.
I don't even know what the hell it is.
It's funny. So it's a parody of a Bieber song. But what she does is partway through it, she just stops and stares all bug-eyed. And
it's creepy, at the beginning.
Turn the screen, Jason.
Is this the Justin Bieber one?
I'm going to have to change.
He's going to move the camera.
Yeah.
She's fucking hot.
No. Yeah, only I get to see it.
God, I want it.
I can see it.
Well, she is moving.
Yeah.
Okay, she was holding still.
If I was your girlfriend, I'd drive you up the wall.
I want to poke her in the eyes. With my penis.
Oh, the buffer.
Yeah, I'd always call and call. I wouldn't call it jealousy. Just
can't tell me that's not hot. I don't care if she's underage. Little fucking eyes, man.
She's 21. She's 21.
Oh, fuck, man. She's getting raped. By me. Too.
I don't care about them. I just care about us.
What's her name?
So say hello to a
find her email address and tell her I want to rape her.
Take the shirt off.
I'll always be checking up on you.
Dude, those... She got fucking like raccoon eyes, man. There's.
If I was your girlfriend.
Is there comments about her eyes on this thing or what?
I imagine there are.
My soul has been molested. That's one of the top comments.
4 million views. She's a star.
Oh, just wait until it's fucking.
All of her videos are like that. Look at that. Million views.
She has a million views. 3 million for the. Oh, teens react.
God, it's because everyone wants to fuck her.
Yeah.
Could you imagine her eyes are in sex? Probably pop out of her fucking head.
Like a chihuahua, like sneezing.
I think she'd make some good pain eyes if you fuck her really hard.
Stay with me. Because it, like, you know.
Oh, that'd be great. Just put your cock down in the back of her throat and her eyes just fucking gouging out in tears. And you're just there looking at him.
No,
and
just then, ramming it in her ass.
And then, no.
Front shit too.
No. Yeah. Your cock is just like down there by her fucking tonsils. And she's looking at you. She's looking up at you.
She's gagging on
she's
it.
She's looking up at you thinking, why? And you look down at her and her eyes are just fucking out there. And all of a sudden you go like this. And you poke her in the fucking eyes like that. Just to fucking sweeten the deal.
Just the best orgasm ever.
And then the only thing that can make it better, and right at that moment, you fucking come and it just comes out of her nose.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that sweetens that fucking deal.
I
right
think
there.
She made good pain eyes. You take her from behind, you just dry ram it right up her ass unexpectedly.
She's needs a lot of eyeshadow. Just make sure that tears come down. It starts
yeah.
off the sides.
So she
just,
looks
really just
so
actually looks
beautiful.
That smeared mascara.
Anal wouldn't work for you. Don't see the pain in the anal.
No, you got to have a mirror against the wall so you can just see.
And front anal just it's just weird. It's weird to me. I've never done front anal.
She's a pillow.
No, it's just weird. Bending over anal, that's good. But, you know, once you turn around and you see the pussy and you're fucking her in the ass, you see her pussy and you're like, man, that's a fucking waste. Something else could go in that fucking hole at this moment. You're like, why is it just sitting there staring at me when nothing's in that hole? Yeah, I mean, it's not like when you do anal, you can just fucking jump. Okay, I'll go here and I'll go there. No, asshole takes work.
That's funny. You wish you could bend over and reach that far
asshole,
and at the same time.
The asshole takes work to get in there. You're not going to waste all that time putting in the asshole and then someone's, you know, that pussy looks pretty good right now. No, you're going to finish in her asshole. Once you go anal, there's no going back.
That's what you tell her when she's crying.
No matter how much you enjoy that fucking pussy, once you take the time to spit, maybe stick a thumb in there just to loosen up a little, fuck her, you're gonna come in that asshole. You're not gonna waste all the energy and effort you put in that anal fuck.
Too bad you can't remember this because that'd be a standard.
That's mine.
I was thinking that too.
That's mine. That's great experience right there. I'll tell you.
You have a promising stand-up.
And maybe if you're lucky, she'll cry.
If you do it right, she'll cry.
If you're lucky, she's never done it before and she'll cry.
What was the other scenario? She won't cry. She'll say, "What else you got?"
No, she's like, "Are you in yet?"
I mean, the only thing you do in a bend over situation. It's a better situation. It's fine. She can. You turn over there. She's playing her pussy. You know she's playing her pussy. So she's. She's actually playing her pussy because the pain's so bad she wants to enjoy herself and not suffer through this fucking anal experience.
She's going to a zen place.
But if you're fucking her on her back and her ass and she's playing with her pussy, you just feel bad. You're like, oh, man, she's doing that because she's not enjoying this. But you're like, man, I don't want to finish anyways.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying it more. See that she's not enjoying it. Who cares? It's not like you're going to see her again.
Oh, man, you don't know that.
No. Okay, but here's the thing. Sure, you're fucking her in the ass.
It's like fucking a virgin. You're going to fuck a virgin. She's going to want you. It's a virgin in her ass. She's going to fucking bleed at her ass maybe the first time. Just like you popped her cherry. But she might get a little attached.
I think it depends on how
you pop the black cherry, there's no one going back.
The black cherry?
Yeah.
The brown cherry?
That's a black cherry back there.
The brown cherry, yeah.
She hasn't been eating right, so it's going to get dark.
She has a little too much fiber in her diet.
Not enough fiber.
All right. You know, you might get some green.
Seepage. Make a little stain on the mattress.
I've actually pulled out a little crap.
Damn, baby, lay off the pizza.
I've actually pulled out a little crap actually doing anal after before. I'm like, what's this? Wiped off the sock and just went back at it.
Hazards of the road.
Some girls have a rule. They have to lick it before you stick it, though.
Before?
Yeah.
That's not so bad. Just do it before, yeah.
Lick the asshole. And this and that.
That's when you tell them to hop in the shower?
That's when I had a bottle of fucking puree. What's that called? Yeah. The Perel and fucking just, you know, sanitize the fucking ass.
It like stings a little bit.
Sanitize a little ass. This might sting. I got a bottle of peroxide. Just pour it out. It starts fizzing up because it's so fucking dirty.
What's that sound?
And then
don't worry about it.
And then I get that candy spray you get at the fucking store and put a couple spritz in there just to give it a little flavor and then go at it. Yeah, you know, little candy sprays. I mean, I don't get the sour one because, you know, I don't want to pucker up. And she looks back at me saying, thinks it fucking tastes bad. No, I just get a little sweet one and get it going.
Use a little lemon. I know someone who says they use a little lemon.
Squeeze a little lemon.
It puckers up.
It works on Coronas, right?
When she's bent over and I'm eating her out of asshole, I have a little lemon, throw a little salt in there, lick it, and take a shot of tequila, and I get at it. Get it prepared.
I can totally picture him back there in like a full hazmat suit. Sitting there ready to swab it with iodine.
with some
he has
tongs.
A black light and shit.
See that? I don't know. I'm a pretty dirty motherfucker. I don't know if I'd go that far. I might, like, you know, wipe it off a little bit. It's like when you dust off
just
a fucking... It's like when you dust off something on the floor. It's just fucking... just all right. It's clean enough, I think.
What a Roomba over it.
You know, maybe fucking bypass the smell. I don't know.
Like, see, now after he finishes, he's got that little strip of shit on his dick. He says, "Honey, wouldn't we have corn for dinner?"
No, that's disgusting.
We did a wah-wah-wah for the guy. Or the Price is Right.
What?
Yeah, the Price is Right.
What would your reaction be?
Yeah, give me a second.
What would your honest reaction be?
Just keep it on file from now on.
Okay, say you're fucking a girl in the ass. You go down and lick her asshole. She farts in your mouth. What would your reaction be? Could you finish the job?
Fuck no.
Make her not feel bad?
Lick her asshole?
Are you licking her asshole? She farts.
Might as well continue.
No, I would stop.
All that shit.
You would make her feel so bad.
She already feels bad.
Oh, I know she feels bad, but you'd make her feel so fucking miserable that you stop and wouldn't finish fucking her?
No.
Like, even I would.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I'd say...
No, but I'd use that for a while. I'll use that for a while. I would milk that getting farted in the mouth. For a while.
For what? What are you going to get out of it?
Why are you getting a sandwich?
You farted in my mouth.
That's funny.
You owe me.
Something, yes. No. I'll get something for that later.
No, I just like,
and
you
I'll
know,
bring it up constantly.
How dare you blow wind before me and just fucking stick it back in her.
Next time, show
no, no,
prep.
No, no, okay.
Keep that on file.
I would fuck her still, yes. Would I continue eating out her ass? Hell no. After that,
why?
I wouldn't eat her ass anymore ever again.
It's gone. Part's gone. You don't have to worry about
it. Just think of a flavor blaster. I don't
know. If she's blowing you and you fart...
I've done that before.
I've never done that.
What if she ate something really great and you just have a good taste?
You get blown, you get relaxed.
Wouldn't you say thank you?
What? Say that again.
She ate ice cream. She ate fucking like vanilla ice cream for that, and it tastes fucking delicious.
Oh, what did she say? Something actually delicious?
Yeah.
I don't think anything she eats is going to make that fart taste delicious.
You don't know that.
Ooh, Jamba Juice.
Don't knock it before you tried it. You never had a fart fantasy?
That tastastes truffle.
You never had a fart fantasy?
No.
I've had a girl fart plenty of times. When I fuck... When you do...
You said anal fantasy. Like a scenario that you thought of in your head.
Well, no. When you do anal with a girl, trust me, when you're pumping that much air... I was fucking... My ex, Sam, we were at my house, and...
Doesn't she listen to this show?
I hope so. But we were in my room.
I hope all our exes live...
No, she's the one that doesn't even have a Facebook.
No, she does.
Oh, now?
I think she had one before me, but...
Everyone's in the machine, man.
We're in the room. We're coming back from the park or something. She got a little horny over there, so she wanted to go back.
Didn't she get blown at the park?
We're the family.
Oh.
And so we come home. We didn't have any condoms, so... This is the first time...
Rhythm method.
Well, no, this is the first time. She was laying there. Her ass in my face. I started licking it. Don't know why... It was just like spontaneous thing.
It's a
like
thing. Okay,
just bounced in my face. Why not go for it? So I went for it. Glory behold.
Let's see what all the guys are talking about.
She fucking loves that shit. She's like, how do you know I like that? I just read your mind, baby. But she fucking loved it.
What?
She fucking loved it. She's like, I really like that. How do you know? I don't fucking know. I just went for a go. But anyways, we had a con, so we're doing anal.
I just met you at the park, bitch.
We're doing anal. Next thing.
All bitches like they're like asshole, you know.
So I'm fucking her. I'm done.
Done licking?
I'm done. No, I'm done fucking her. I fucked her hard in her ass. And then my brothers and my sisters come home. They come up to the door. All of a sudden, she fucking starts farting because all the air I pumped in her ass. And they fucking hear it on the other side of the door, knocking the door, saying, "What the fuck are you guys doing there? Come out here!" She's so fucking embarrassed. It's just really bad and really ridiculous.
That's like, just other people.
They know what we're
up.
Doing.
She would have did that in front.
They
of you.
Know what we're doing, and the bad thing is, I admit, like, yeah, I was like, yeah, I fucked her. I was fucking her in the ass.
See, you get away fine though, because you just tell other people, yeah, I fucked her in the ass.
Yeah,
She's the one who's really more embarrassed.
I think I told more. I told all my sex story. I didn't give a shit who the fuck's listening.
Yeah, you very much do kiss and tell.
I really do. These assholes won't.
No, a buddy of mine though used to just think.
Well, they got to kiss before they tell.
Yeah, a buddy of mine used to just think to his wife that she fucking hated. He would intentionally make her queef. What he'd do is while he's down eating her out, he'd get his hand in position. And then just put his mouth right up to her fucking pussy and blow, and then quickly dodge his face out of the way as he pushes down on her stomach to release the gas. Not all the time, though, would he get out of the way, and so he'd get a face full of fucking blowback.
Oh, I allow the queef. The queef is great. You stick a couple things in there, and you get a flavor. You hit a flavor blast. Like you stick a Cheeto in there.
You stick like a Fruit Loop.
You stick like a Cheeto in there, and it's fucking all the cheese comes out and is in your mouth. You're like, oh, that's great.
A flavor blast.
It's like when you get a little hungry. It's like when you get bored down there. It's like fucking holy. You know.
I can already see what Eric does. Hold on, sweetheart. I'll eat you out in a minute. Let me go get my Mr. Bubbles real quick.
Let me get a bicycle pump.
Hey, fucking. In there, pours a little bubble shit on her pussy.
Isn't
and
that Kenny versus
pushes down bubble.
I don't know why. I don't think I've ever gone through sex without hearing a queef and laughing. It's not like I know it's coming. I know it's whatever. And like I would laugh and they're like, "What? You're fucking me?" And I'm like, "I know, but it's still funny.
Still,
like,
it's still funny. You're still gonna giggle or like, I'm still like you know that sound."
Oh man, dude.
That's like an ingrained.
You know,
sound
I thank all my girlfriends that tolerated when I farted during sex.
No, it's an ingrained sound, guys. Just like the sound of farts and different things.
It's just
to
funny.
It's the same thing.
No, the best thing.
People laugh in any language. People laugh when you hear a fart.
No, yeah. I think
farting is a universal language.
I thank Joelle for tolerating my farts during sex.
Who is this guy?
It's my little pool boy lover.
Little Caribbean lover.
No. No, my ex, we were like, the first time I did it, I was like, I was there, you know, she was laying down, I was fucking her. I felt it coming, and I try to fucking just squeeze it in, and it just fucking comes out, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
Like, sounds shameful.
I mean, what can you say in that moment? Like, what can you actually do? You just fucking a girl. You fart.
Excuse me.
It might, maybe it smells. Who knows? What is your reaction to that?
If she stays and she lets you finish, then she loves you.
It's like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you want some? Like, just blow it in their face or
you
what?
You picture the sounds of that moment.
No, no. And the best moment is, like, you do it, and all of a sudden she's like, oh, we're playing it that way? And she just farts, and she just farts too.
She's like, get some lubrication.
She's like, that feels better. I was actually holding mine in. I was embarrassed to do it in front of you.
So the precedence. Now you don't want to be with her anymore because every time it just.
You just turn around, like, now I'm disgusted by you. You did it first, but now that she's cool with it.
You're disgusting. I don't want to see your face.
Speaking of face, I want to see change that fucking picture because that chick's fucking staring at me with that fucking wide eyes.
You don't like those sexy? You don't like those sexy cat eyes?
Change it to something. Cat eyes. They're not cat eyes.
Oh, Jason knows cat eyes.
Those are total fuck me eyes. Come on,
Jason. Jason knows the fucking cat eyes.
That's nice.
No, I live in Utah. My upstairs neighbor had a friend.
Is that her fucking tits in that picture? That are blocked out. Is that her?
Right here.
Down. Right there.
No, someone said that they found a sex tape of her, but it was somebody else.
Yeah. That looks just like her.
I'm surprised that's they're why not they were sex tapes. That. You know how many women, like girls, that have pictures of themselves online? Like, they're fucked. No one who lives in this generation can run for Congress or anything like that, because there's always some video of them with their dick or their fucking tits out.
First is the first.
And you have a
problem. I'm always the one who takes the picture, so I'm the one who has all the pictures, so I'm in charge of that.
You have a problem with that?
Until you're hacked.
It's either their career
is not mine.
It's either the first or second
this
season
is my
of American Idol. She got fucking kicked off the show because she had a...
I've seen that.
That's what I said, and I thought it was bullshit, too. But yeah, they fucking...
I've seen it.
They just cut her because
of that. And you know my theory is celebrities are horrible fucks.
She wasn't even a celebrity.
A lot of sex tapes you see, man, they're just boring ass fucks.
They are boring as fucks.
They sit there and take it. They're not fun, nothing. Like Kim Kardashian,
they
man. She's
the
most boring fuck ever. She sits there, you fuck her, she says, oh, daddy, and come in her fucking face, and that's about it. Fat ass is just sitting there doing nothing. She can shake it in there, fucking nothing.
Wasn't Paris Hilton tweeting during hers?
Yeah, Paris Hilton, she's fucking...
That means whoever she's with is a boring fucking
guy. She had his dick and a fucking dildo in her fucking pussy by the time she got fucking cummed.
We'll have more with him. we should bring that up.
Yes.
Yeah, let's pull up that video.
We'll go to break.
Fuck,
let's pull up her tweeting. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We'll have that video.
Not, I've never seen sex
here,
video
on Ripped in Half on the Wave Radio Network.
I've watched them.
I was joking, but you've watched them, huh?
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside. To help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
All right, welcome back to Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network, which we've never even said from the start of the show. I'm Steve.
Oh, no, if you're listening, you know. Or you just have your Stitcher set.
Clockwise or counterclockwise?
I don't care. Just say your name.
Are we going to get penalized for not doing this?
I assume they know who we are. I mean, they're tuning in.
Unless they're new listeners.
The Wedge is going to bash us.
Who are these guys? Delete.
I'm Eric.
It's only the head show and the fucking people down below.
And that's chick in her asshole.
And that's my enthusiasm towards this show. Yeah, fat ass.
And the third one there is Jason. Look at that. Anyway.
Who needs to watch
See,
it?
See, the GIFs are better than the actual video on there.
That's enough.
No
for
one
me
knows
what
we're looking at. What do you have on there right now?
I pulled up the Paris Hilton and sex tape.
And I've never seen this.
Look, that's fucking hot, dude. Girl,
and the, yeah, the ads on the side.
I know the whole thing
a lot
is
better.
Green.
No, no. Some, she's
how can you volunteer for that? Like,
not
just
a good
fucking girl. Force.
Not a really good blowjob.
Really?
From my view, from my point of view, it didn't look like a really good blowjob.
I like this ad that says "Ugly girls need cock too."
Yeah.
So it's like just fucking ugly girls. Free.
That's a cute anime though. No, it's not anime. I know.
It looks like Princess Jasmine from Aladdin.
Hey. Nerds, well, I'm not saying all nerds are ugly, but the ugly nerds, they're the freaking one. They're pride of cock. You can imagine probably things they can do to you.
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, Mr. I get laid all the time, Jason, huh?
I think Eric was doing a halfway confessional, but he didn't want to take that leap.
Okay,
just
do you think
that? Turned it down.
What? Well, you have experience with it?
What, nerds?
The ugly nerds.
Huh?
Yeah, when you went to Comic-Con, I was like, you should just go out and try to get, you know, get
yeah, how come you
fucking
didn't get
laid?
Any nerd hole?
Yeah.
It's Jason. Jason doesn't want to get laid when the girl fucking tells him you want to get laid.
Thanks, Eric. You can sum it up right there.
You just laid the fuck out.
No,
it's
though. True.
It's not my, like, sex vacation. I'm not going to Bangkok. I'm not going to Thailand.
Really, fucking Jason. Jason,
that's why you go to Vegas, right?
Jason's in a room. He walks in. The girl's laying there naked saying... Not even saying fuck me, saying not fuck me. He's and Jason walks and said, "Hey, you might want to put some clothes on."
I just only see like he
puts my glasses to my.
He just opens the door, mommy sees you. He's kind of whoa, hey. Didn't
I bet she's
there.
Cold.
No, he's sitting. No, he's even sitting there staring at her, saying, "Let me get you something to cover you up."
Jason, are you?
Here's a SpongeBob.
Are
t-shirt.
You a little?
And then not even that. Not even that. He goes in the bathroom and fucking jacks off because he doesn't want to fuck her. He just thinks about her.
No, yeah, that's it. He jacks off
I
to the image
my
he
phone.
Saw.
While his cat's in the bathroom at the same time.
I've learned the art of the skillful too. Instagram picture.
See, Jason likes a rough tongue, not a smooth tongue.
That's are you kind of afraid of the live?
That's what you would call a Paris Hilton.
All I see is some fucking dude is in the way, which is very boring.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he making it so awkward? Why can't he just there you go flip her over and then do you have to break?
He's like
you don't have to break your neck to fucking lick her fucking stomach. No, I was licking her shirt.
Your shirt smells delicious.
Oh look, fruit stripe gum.
He's trying to read her shirt.
And there he goes. Oh, let's do some dry humping before we get going.
That is the problem with.
Do we do sex naked?
I don't
think so.
This is the worst Lucky Brand jeans commercial.
I was sitting in big bold.
Oh, this is Abercrombie.
Yes.
Pippercombian bitch.
Yeah. Oh, this can't be Abercrombie. There's just a man and a woman. It's not two guys.
She has nice tits.
I would.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'd fuck
They're
Paris
small
Hilton.
For her size, though. She's a really tall girl.
I'd fuck Paris Hilton.
I want to see what a pussy.
I'm not gonna
way
lie.
Better looking than her sister.
I'm not gonna lie. I'll fuck Paris Hilton.
Oh yeah, that's why she's the famous one.
You can't tell me you wouldn't fuck Paris Hilton.
Oh yeah.
I would fuck.
Daisy
Paris Hilton.
Would tell her to put clothes on.
If she was,
you're an embarrassment to you and your family.
If she was clean, he would ask for a free.
My first complaint is the panties don't match anything.
Jason asked if I don't fuck you, can I get a free room at your hotel?
Was it towards that neon green panties?
Wasn't this at the Ramadan?
If she was clean,
I assume it's at a Hilton. I assume it would be a Hilton.
If she was clean, if she was clean, I'd fuck her.
Yeah, she probably, I think she has herpes, right?
We're talking about sponsored by the Hilton.
You know, for being a self-made video, they do a lot.
They need to hire a cameraman for this shit.
Artsy?
They do a lot of lead up on this, that's for sure.
It's called POV.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, point of view. I get that. But it takes forever just to get into anything.
She knows this is going on video.
Yeah,
look
knows.
At her.
Like playing for
She's
the
like,
camera.
This is going to be the best yet.
First of all, this guy sucks because he doesn't have her naked yet.
He's not even fucking naked
it's
yet.
It's been like 3 minutes. That's,
that
that's like
rogue
within
skirt
one minute.
She has on.
How long is this thing?
It's going to
5 minutes.
It's going to end before penetration, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It's not a fucking Calvin Klein fucking
suck.
Commercial.
They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Hey, he puts them back on. That's Jason right there. That is you.
Edit,
that is you.
And he still hasn't have
he
your panties
He puts the
off.
Fucking panties back on.
What the hell is this thing?
Damn, he finished quick.
You're done. Oh, look at my gun. I think whoever posted that video there to actually cut that down, and then when it's about to get good, it's, flush my friend, hey, we're in the car.
It's like, get over here.
You already have, like, multi different fucking sites loaded up for this one video.
It's just Google.
Oh.
Feel a play.
Yes, if you want to Bing something, Google it.
This looks more promising, does it?
All right.
Brought to you by Apple.
Yeah. Oh, she's playing herself.
She's already naked here.
God damn, she fucking sucks.
Worst cameraman ever.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you cover your pussy during
Now she's covering with a blanket?
Oh, I don't want you to fuck me.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck this shit right now.
That guy's Down syndrome,
right?
It's
like a close-up on the dude. He's all, like, retarded.
He said, check it out, everybody, for all my friends watching online. He's fucking Paris Hilton.
I can't close my mouth when I talk.
Hey, what was the guy's name?
I don't know. Is that the rich French guy that she was dating?
Like, I'm the rich French guy, and this is the cesspool.
Yeah.
You're watching Jackass.
And I can't shut my mouth, so my teeth always show.
You have no idea just how soiled these sheets
now,
are.
He talks like Pepe Le Pew.
Looking at his teeth, I think he's going to bite her. It looks like he's going to fucking chomp on her for quite a bit.
God damn. This is the worst video.
Man, look at that.
This is a bad video.
Look at that fucking pussy right there. Oh, wait, no.
More like self-made.
What's a blanket?
I know, that's what I said.
You're right.
Look at that blanket pussy.
Oh, wait.
And now the cuddling.
There's no way this is the same tape.
I think he's fucking her.
There's no way this is the same tape. The last one we saw was a shirtless dude with pants on. This dude's got a white shirt on.
It's over like a two-week fuck weekend, probably.
I think this is a British porn.
Huh? The camera? Is the camera there?
Almost.
I'm hovering well over your tit. You know, I would like to suck them, but you keep putting your hand in the way.
That's
not even audio.
This is gonna look great on YouTube.
You have to buy it to put.
And
the
this
audio.
One's almost done too. This is horrible.
This is my first nipple, guys.
This is my second one.
That's why this is unjerkable.
I still jerk to it.
There's more stuff that usually happens in 5-minute segments in other.
No,
corners.
That's why.
Yeah,
that's all you need. Now
this is where imagination comes in.
I would have hit my Apple symbol.
I close my eyes and finish it.
Most porn, like, each segment takes, what, 15, 20 minutes? And you don't even get through half the segment before you're fucking blown away.
Pornos have gotten long.
Yeah, they have.
Because I still password for porn.
Fuck,
they're
dude.
Like an hour.
I know this. I've watched one of those.
First segment, the first 20 is just them, like, talking to her.
It's
And, like, they tease. And then, like,
you watch the storyline porns?
No. Oh. It's actually just like Gonzo kind of shit, and like just talk to her for a minute, grab her out of nowhere.
I watch an hour,
and then they fuck her for 45 minutes.
I watch an hour of porn for 2 minutes of jacking off, basically.
Well, you
skip
you
ahead.
They
you don't
pull
watch
me
for character development.
They pull me. They pull me in so
plot
deeply.
Line? Ooh, the plot thickens.
They pull me in so deeply that I'm there jacking off. You know, just warming, like, keeping it warmed up, ready, going. All of a sudden, wait, I want to finish this.
I determined for that.
So I stop, you know, just let it go. Make sure it doesn't get soft. Once you get soft, you're like, fuck, man, I got to do this all over again.
No, some of them do get so
You're sitting there, like, and then all of a sudden, you're sitting there waiting for the right moment, the right scream, and they're like, all right, rewind. All right, this is the part I want to come on. Okay, hold on. All right, and then you start to go.
I hate that when they do that. They switch to, like,
I bet you most guys do. They have a point where they try to find the best part of the video or the best video that
and
you want to save. You want to save that nut for
like that one right there.
You'll search 20 videos just to find that right moment that you want to fucking come to.
Yeah. Although I can actually imagine you, like, I can see the scene. You're in your bedroom, dark. You have, like, your flannel shirt open and your pants near your ankles. You're watching a story of porn that actually has a story.
Why do you try to make the scenario sound like he's in the dark?
Because he is.
I'm in the dark. It's like the afternoon.
I don't want to look at the filth.
He just got back from the bar.
I don't want to look at the filth that's going on down there.
He's probably streaming the fucking DVD through his Xbox.
I don't want to look at the filth that I'm
You have a dog cone around your neck?
No.
I actually have blinders that I put on just because I don't want to fucking look at this.
A little feedback and everything.
I don't want to look at what's going on down there.
No, but it's like, turns out the porn that you rented.
I can't. Actually, I'm so fucking embarrassed of fucking masturbating so much. I can't even look at my hand for 2 fucking days because it's awkward just to know what I had to put it through.
You switch off a hand a day?
Subconsciously tries.
No, do you switch hands every day?
I feel like when I jack off, I feel like I fucking just, I feel like rape. I feel like I should go to jail because I forced my hand to touch my penis and rape myself.
Well, those are the nights where you fingle your ass.
No, this
hand had a lot of cold showers.
That's stinky. That's
oh, sad. Okay. Oh, the one that you need later to burn your fingers for.
Yeah, that's gloves stinky. Fill up Purell.
Yeah, you want to sniff?
No, well, what I'm saying is I can see the scenario and you just
smell okay. Like barbecue sauce.
You happen to get one of those. No, but you happen to get
whatever
one of those
you put
new,
your hand in.
No, but you get one of those new high-budget, story-driven porns. So you're sitting there, you've got your cock in your hand, you're not even moving anymore. You're just like leaned over, staring at the TV, just fucking eating popcorn with your limp dick in your hand.
No, you can't like watch
pirates.
Porn.
Yeah.
You can't watch. Have you ever tried... Have you ever come to try to watch porn? It's disgusting.
The most expensive porno.
Sometimes I try to go for a twofer.
You can't do a twofer. You're sitting there. Even
you
sex.
Can.
You come. You sex. That bitch is disgusting. Get the fuck. Get out of my face. Go make me a sandwich. I'm done with you.
Well, after the
two
sandwich,
minutes later.
Like,
two minutes
you
later.
Will wanna go
two minutes
again.
Later, you're like, I'm sorry. I love you. But no, you know, the thing is, when you're done, you're fucking done. I don't want to.
No,
I don't care if you're done. I'm fucking done.
No, see,
I'm
Eric,
tired. I want to take a nap. You fucking finger yourself. You have a
you
good
know,
time.
Fortunately for me, I wasn't raised Catholic, so after I'm done having sex, I don't feel guilty.
I'm not guilty. I'm just fucking done.
Cue that fucking music right now.
What music?
His little fucking wah-wah music.
Oh, yeah. Just because you guys were raised Catholic, too.
No, that was just lame.
No, that was dumb.
No, he's making it sound like he feels guilty afterwards or something.
I don't. I slap on her
he
ass and I make her go.
He feels ashamed.
Ashamed to masturbate, not fucking
is that
way
I can link
sex
his button
fucking
to me
a bitch?
So I can make sure I do it every time? No, not now.
Oh, okay.
Future episode.
Okay.
Future.
Just a second.
Future reference.
Future reference.
Okay.
We'll blah.
We'll get her a little
anyways.
Bit later or on time, then we can set it up.
Masturbation. Love it. Can't live without it. Need it. You're not human if you don't.
That's not entirely true because there are monkeys that do it too.
Exactly.
Technically, Steve, I knew for like that. After he said it, a second later, I knew something was going to happen like that.
No.
Well, you know.
We all know that.
No, there's type of fucking chimps.
Yes, and you fucking masturbate to it sitting there.
He's sitting there. That's
they're just like me.
He's there with his popcorn and Net Geo.
Yeah.
Steve
his
would.
Story living. Story
I would.
Steve would fuck a monkey.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
If someone ever told him it was wrong, Steve would fuck a monkey.
He'd fuck a silverback.
Steve never knew right from wrong, he'd fuck a monkey. That monkey's hot. It's as hairy as I am. I'm going to fuck it.
His dream of life is to live amongst them.
He's like, technically, this is masturbation.
Giving strangers to each other.
he just looks at that hanging fucking those hanging ass cheeks.
Oh yeah,
that are
red.
Why do they fucking hang? Why are they? Why it's like they're not even attached to their
like,
body.
Why must I wear clothes and not have the same experience?
And even the monkey turns down Steve. It's like even the monkey's like
rips
even
his face off.
The monkey's like I even have standards, okay?
He fucks the tree monkeys to get a tighter experience.
You know, I fully expected I would at least have some sort of a happy ending at the end of the story. I guess not.
No. The monkey said I have better standards.
Even in Fantasyland, I have no happy ending.
Try the gorilla. I think that's a little more your type.
This is nothing like the Jungle Book at all.
I'm gonna be just like you.
Mowgli had it good, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He's banging everything.
They don't know where the fuck he is.
You know, talking about all this.
I'm just one of you.
He whispers in your ear, it's the bareness.
If you can bear through it.
So you guys are saying Mowgli.
It's a bunch of bear puns. Like,
Mowgli,
bear with me now.
Mowgli was an animal rapist.
Yeah.
What?
He doesn't know no different as far as he knows.
Whatever happened to that kid?
What?
I wonder if he ever found love.
Yeah, he eventually found
man's, he eventually found man's jungle, grew up, and opened up the DMV.
Son of a bitch.
He just mixed with the Family Guy joke?
Yeah. Kinda.
Steve, you're...
This is the only thing that popped in my head at the
you're
time.
Striking out, Steve.
I was wondering why he wasn't represented in Cape Suzette.
Steve, Wedge, pull up a you're an
Suzette,
asshole
what?
Thing.
Come on.
You're an asshole.
I don't know, just make him feel like a dick.
Yeah.
Really?
Pull people who are booing.
Then you're dead to me, sir.
Cape Suzette.
He's looking for
it. I feel like you know that, but for some reason I'm
all this. You know what's funny about this is all this talking. You guys wanted me to save something for the show, and we did all this talking, and I forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
Actually, I actually told you
about
that.
The Xbox,
just,
right?
What,
I tell you,
what?
Shut
no.
the fuck up. God damn it. We actually tell him to do that just so he'll forget.
Yes.
We don't want him to
There's
talk.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't
even though he's the most hilarious person in the show.
It wasn't It wasn't the Xbox. It was the bar
Occasionally.
Thing.
The bar thing.
And he thought it was a joke, like it was a joke, and I was serious about it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God. Now I
think that started when you said, how's your week? And then you're about to say something, and you threw it to Steve.
I feel like an ass now. I hate myself.
It's about time.
Let's put that up on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
Eric feels like an ass on this day.
I'm just kind of upset.
This
because
day in history.
I'm kind of upset because I really want to talk about it. It was actually kind of funny, but now.
Apparently, it wasn't that funny.
Let's go through local news. Huh?
It was. You know how I am. If I don't say it right now, I don't remember it. That's why I'm a mute before the show.
Speaking of news, George Jefferson died.
Mm-hmm. He's not. He's moving up to heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really moving on up now.
Put that music on.
Yeah. I can't remember his name, but yeah,
Sherman Hemsley.
Hemsley.
And George. Actually, George Jetson died too.
George Jetson.
George Jetson.
George Jetson. So to make the tick.
George Jetson died.
He got off this crazy thing. Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's a hashtag for you.
Was the guy who voiced him or what?
Why not Zoidberg?
No, we just
the actual character. Up. He suicided himself.
He's shot, nigga.
That's what they're calling him nowadays, huh?
East Side niggas.
George Jefferson, my biological father.
Speaking of celebrities dying, what's one celebrity that you'd want dead?
Wow, that's fucking vengeful and meaningless because I don't know a celebrity.
Yeah.
I didn't say celebrity you fucking know. I said, what celebrity would you want
Why
dead?
Why would I care if they're dead or not?
Because they put out horrible movies or they put out horrible music or they fucking say shit that you want to just fucking slap
people
in the
continue.
Face.
Tony Danza.
Then you should need... No. You need
he knows what he did.
Just talk to Bo. Scott Baio.
Justin Bieber. That fucker.
He's why are you? Why are you? Why are you a Bieber hater?
Why?
What's wrong with that kid? What does that kid have
Steve
ever done?
Steve is jealous of a child.
No, yeah.
Did you see those pictures of him where like
he
didn't see that he has like, scars on
his face? Steve is mad because he didn't sign his fucking T-shirt at the concert, and now he has a grudge holding for it. Because
then you put bodies on YouTube. Now he's not picked up by fucking Usher.
What has that kid done?
Aside from looking like a lesbian with Down syndrome.
A lot of people. A lot of real lesbians look like lesbians with Down syndrome.
That fucker gets to fuck Selena Gomez.
Okay, that's no reason for you to kill him. What's wrong with that kid? He's a cool kid.
Her,
he has gray hair and he's doing good. What has he done wrong?
He's a cool, great hair is an argument for
yes.
you.
What has he done wrong? Honestly, what has he done wrong that makes him a piece of shit?
I firmly believe that
he should die.
It's a firm belief. Hold on, guys.
He should die.
It's a firm belief.
I do believe in the whole Darwinism thing, Darwin Awards, and that stupid people ought to be taken out.
Yeah, but he's the one who's winning.
Yeah, barely.
He's surviving.
If he's fucking walking into glass doors, yeah, take him out of the gene
pool. So who would you rather kill? Osama bin Laden? Or Justin Bieber.
I'm pretty sure Osama bin Laden never walked through a glass door.
Yeah, Justin Bieber. Osama bin Laden actually proved he has intelligence and can plan shit. Bieber
so that gives
can't
him
walk
the right
through
to live.
A glass door.
Justin Bieber caused 9/11 and he should die.
So Justin Bieber caused something as traumatic as 9/11.
Okay.
He gets your respect.
Now if I said who would
proves
you
and you think he should live.
Hey, if he is fucking intelligent.
If he coordinated some diabolical catastrophe, some sort of plan, tour.
So if Justin Bieber's
evil.
So if Justin Bieber's evil, you have more respect for him.
No, because you can still be
evil. If Justin Bieber knew how to plant
bombs. If he took
down
Treadstone.
this is what it is. It's if Justin Bieber had the ledger and actually like was able to plan a weekend outing, I guess, that would be good.
Yeah.
Actually, Justin Bieber's actually really
good
smart.
Time on a trip to Vegas.
Justin Bieber has a fucking army of fans that can have you. He can have you turn on. At any minute.
I know. He could actually pinpoint you out. A bunch of little girls would actually take over and, like, your whole
They'll kill you. Yeah, they'll fucking beat the shit out of you. Matter of fact, hey, no little girls, I hope you're watching this.
I
hope you see
no
Steve and beat the
little girls black eyes.
And beat the shit out of little. Bring on. You think you can take on 100 little girls?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
If you're a fan. 20-year-old Steve.
I heard if you're a fan of Justin Bieber. If you're a fan of Justin Bieber and you kill yourself for his cause, you get 74 Justin Biebers in heaven.
All right, play the Price Is Right.
If I'm not
song,
here
please.
Next week for the show.
Yeah, thank you, Rich.
That was for you.
No, that was for him.
That was for me.
Oh. I was actually going to go along with him and save it, but you already did that. So
I know. You're out of our improv group.
Damn it.
See, this is a bag.
A bag and?
And you put groceries in it.
Who? Okay, what celebrity do you want dead?
Dead, huh?
You brought it up, so you actually have a point.
He's like, Justin Bieber.
Because other than that...
Other than shit on Steve's answer, what else
you
got?
Most of the ones I could think of are either dead or you're not really sure if they're alive.
So you won in that scenario.
Who's dead that you wanted dead?
Michael Jackson.
Hepburn.
Why? What's wrong with Michael Jackson?
You won the King of Pop.
What is wrong with him?
I never liked him.
Just because you like someone doesn't mean they should fucking die.
Okay, Hitler.
No, I'm sorry. Any fucking guy who gets off that amount of times on technicalities for raping children deserves to.
He was never proved to rape children.
Exactly. And he's.
It was never. There's no proof.
He brought joy to everyone.
I am a proof and solid fact person.
Not everyone.
There was no solid evidence or fact that he raped anybody.
There was.
Oh, a little kid said it.
Well, then he'd be in jail, right?
He raped me, Dad.
Isn't that system works? Even the jury.
So, hey, so hold on. The jury. So your kid. Your kid tells you you're a piece of shit. Does that mean I should believe it and say you're a piece of shit?
You already think
there's
a
weird.
If Ryan comes out and says you're a piece of shit, Dad, I'm gonna say this motherfucker, this father's a piece of shit. Because the kid said it.
No, there's a weird thing that happens. Like, let's say he was convicted. Like, let's say he, like, being a pedophile could have saved his life. If he would have been in jail, he wouldn't have died.
He'd get out of jail. No, he would have been out of jail in the same time, and he would.
But technically, if he was a pedophile, then he'd probably be happy.
Like the football player. Who's the football player? I forgot his name. I don't follow the sports. The one
who
did the dog
fight. Michael Vick.
Michael Vick.
He went back to football.
And dogfighting.
Everything's fine.
No. He's not playing football anymore because
he is playing football.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
No, he went back to football.
I forgot who he is.
But he's not on a team anymore.
He's on a team.
He's
not playing at the park.
I think he's on
an actual team.
No, not this season. Not anymore. They dropped an ass.
In perform.
I think he was on the Vikings.
He's somewhere. He's like Utah.
No, I think he was on the Vikings.
He's in the old blue and white.
Utah. What the
fuck? Oh, the red and green.
Utah does not have a football team.
But no,
that's why he's playing at the park.
Even the freaking in the jury.
If it wasn't
the
sports, no one would know the states. That's how I believe it.
even a lot of the jury.
I just don't know with geography.
Even most of the
jury. Can I have some of those hot fries?
In the last Michael Jackson case, stated yes, they do believe that he's done
old
it.
Old news. Come on.
That he's, no, that
are you selling this Michael Jackson
done
thing?
It, probably did it.
But you want
the reason? No, the
dead.
Reason why they didn't they let him the off past. Is because they didn't like the kid's mom.
You. That's a cool. That's the coolest about having a jury trial. The stupidest thing will get you off.
Yeah.
People are idiots. People are dumb. And if you get fucking put on a jury, the most dumbest people get in there. The smart people just made an excuse and left.
Yeah.
I didn't do an excuse because I don't want to get off work. I wanted to get off work.
All right, Eric. So who do you want then?
Kesha.
Why?
Kesha, yeah, I agree with that.
Because she's a dumb bitch.
She's a dumb
that cunt. Thinks that she's a fucking... I don't know what she thinks she is. She's a gangster from the hood. She's a fucking dope addict.
For being a dumb bitch who thinks she's a gangster,
she's a dope addict that had girls follow her.
But even Michael Jackson, who is, you know, was...
He was an icon.
He was in his
Kesha was never
he
an
was
icon.
In his 50s.
Of course,
and
he has talent.
He was Peter Pan.
One has talent.
One has talent. One
that was a complete fucking moron. And
no, he wanted to be Peter Pan.
Yeah, I know.
And I believe he is.
He wanted to find one of the Lost Boys.
I believe he died and went to Neverland, so shut the fuck up.
He had a dream. He followed it.
Did you see him in the Olympic ceremony?
That makes me laugh when I watched it.
Why would you watch it? I didn't watch it. I have a lot of comments on it. It's fucking crazy.
They actually had the holographic Michael Jackson at the Olympic ceremony.
No, I was hoping they had a holographic Beatles, though. Didn't happen. They only had a fucking Paul motherfucking Cartney.
You know, I heard that.
It's all or none. All or none.
Paul motherfucking Cartney.
We don't get no love.
Too. No, I heard the Spice Girls were reuniting for the ceremony.
Awesome.
So was the cast of Top Gear. I don't really care.
Top Gear? What? The Top Gear of the show?
English joke? Anyways.
Wait, did you say why you wanted Kesha dead?
Yes.
Because she's a dumb cunt.
Well, it's just as dumb a reason as what I've had for things.
Jason actually agrees with him, you're dead.
I wouldn't care if she was alive.
Well, I think she's dead inside, so isn't that the same thing?
She's dead. She's Amy Winehouse.
No, no, no.
Amy Winehouse actually made platinums. I said no.
Yeah, post-mortem.
No, Amy Winehouse had talent.
She did.
That's a solid album. I downloaded Deluxe, and I still bought the album.
She did. She,
I never liked Winehouse's music.
You don't like shit, Steve.
That's
you don't like shit, Steve.
There are things I like. I don't like her music.
I think the point was you don't like. It's not
unless
about
unless
music.
Someone
the
sounds
shit
like
shit.
Unless someone sounds like they're getting murdered.
I like good stuff.
Unless someone sounds like they're getting murdered or raped in a song, Steve doesn't like it.
Why is that?
For the most part,
because they're not screaming and getting murdered.
He likes angry music.
Oh, really?
You could have picked a better song though.
It's the only song I know.
There's some better songs.
I don't care for her stuff. And personally, she should have gone to rehab and stayed there. Might have
saved
her
life. The words, it only matters if her dad says she's fine.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Her daddy died. Her daddy was asleep that day.
Actually, Amy Winehouse is someone I would not fuck.
Hell no.
Why? I've seen pictures of her.
No,
like,
just like,
I've seen pictures of her in a fucking like bikini. It's not that she's ugly. She's not
the skinny version.
Makeup makes her look good, but I've seen her before. With a lot of less clothes, and it's not very It's not very appealing.
Eric would take Gaga.
He saw her in that midriff.
I would take Gaga over her.
Oh, what? Wait a minute.
At least Gaga.
That's a good question.
Gaga has a fat ass.
You know what? I'm looking at pictures of her in a bikini, and I'm on the Gaga ship.
Yeah.
I've
seen the pictures too. Yeah.
At least
you only have to look straight at Gaga.
Now, mind you, I've seen Gaga without her makeup. She's not that great either.
No. Hey, at least Lady Gaga has a big ass.
Gaga has a better body, but that face is
not really. Her tits are pretty fucking bad.
I mean, they're both faces almost on par. If I had to pick, that's tough.
I take Nicki Minaj.
There you go. Fuck that Rihanna.
Yeah, but she's herpes.
Choice, I'll say no, 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 and I'll black out.
Did you see that Lady Gaga's going to be on a new Machete Kills, like Machete 2?
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Really?
Yep.
She's El Chameleon, something like that.
They gave her a cool name like
that. Means chameleon.
There's a lot of people
in English.
In Machete Kills.
No, it means in Korean.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in Machete Kills, including Mel Gibson.
Oh, I should stop there.
No, really? Mel Gibson is he's the main villain.
Nice.
And
it's the Expandables
Charlie
of Machete.
In it too.
Aww.
It's Expandables of Machete. Everyone's going to be in it.
I would like if his main villain in that movie is Tom Cruise.
Every has-been.
Yeah, surprising.
Every has-been is going to be
no
Machete.
Reason, like,
well, Tom Cruise was
great against Tom Cruise,
like
Tom Cruise in this scenario.
Yes.
He just came up as the villain against Machete for no reason.
Like
it would actually be like, whoa.
I didn't think Tropic Thunder was funny.
You know, I guess Mel Gibson's like this huge fucking gun runner in Mexico in the movie.
An anti-Semite.
And in real life.
Machete goes
and
he
kills Jews.
Yeah.
He has a whole battle against Judas. You killed my guy.
Alexa Vega's in it, too.
They're like throwing juice stars at him and shit.
No, Alexis Vega from the Spy Kids series.
Vega's in it?
Yep.
Street Fighter?
No, Alexis Vega.
Aww. I'm not interested.
She's in it as well as...
Oh, Ali Vega.
Yes, Sophia... what's her name? From Modern Family.
Lawrence.
Yeah, she's in it, too. They're assassins.
Nice.
It's a cameo-type movie.
Yeah, I think so.
I see her naked.
As far as I know...
Fake.
She's still in it, and so is the other chick. Drawing a blank here.
Too long. Shut up.
Lindsay Lohan?
Next topic.
No,
she
not
died,
Lohan.
Right?
Yeah,
Lindsay Lohan
not
died.
Her. No, the one.
I wish she was.
Oh,
from Resident Evil.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan's a piece of shit. Sue me.
Lohan.
Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez.
Michelle Rodriguez. There you go.
Oh, come on! You didn't know that name?
I forgot. No, drawing
a blank.
Don't listen.
I'd rake that name.
He writes it down on a piece of paper.
She kick your ass though.
I don't care. She can punch me in fucking bed. I don't give a shit.
Actually, creeps.
Yeah, I like.
Give me that bulldog look and fuck me.
I want to see the
second. Creepy vaginas in your face as she's punching your ribs.
That'd be like Michelle Rodriguez and Fergie, be like fucking two bulldogs. Old Fergie, not new plastic Fergie.
Old Fergie look like old Fergie.
Yeah.
Huh?
I never cared for Fergie. And she looked old back in when she's on fucking Singled Out.
Did you hear anything I just said?
She was a contestant on Singled Out.
Yes.
Did you hear what I said?
No, I
said fucking Michelle Rodriguez and Fergie at the same time. I'd be like fucking two bulldogs.
I agree with that.
Okay. Because look,
and I ripped off that. You guys weren't listening to me.
I see that more as a bulldog.
What'd you riff off? Nothing.
Well, it's more like a bulldog fighting a Pomeranian.
But the thing is, they both have pretty good fucking bodies, which make up for it.
Good butterfaces.
Yeah, Fergie has an amazing butterface.
Michelle Rodriguez.
I'm not gonna lie.
Michelle Rodriguez has a better butterface.
Fergie has the body of a fucking god. Fergie's body is hot.
I take Michelle Rodriguez.
Put her up on the monitor.
Yeah, do a comparison.
Okay,
I would definitely take Michelle Rodriguez over Fergie.
And then they look at you and they say, I'll take a bear over Steve.
We're going to fucking look up Fergie, find out what the fuck she looks like, because I don't agree with her. And we'll be back. This is Fuck Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust.
All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's Free the Wedge Radio Network.
And we're back with Ripped in Half and Eric grabbing his dick.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, right?
I like how he thinks he's not on camera.
Like, I'm not on camera. I can do things.
The only reason I do that is because I know I'm on camera.
I need to be seen.
Can you be nude on Ustream?
No. They got rules.
Well, Ustream filters it.
So
and, like,
would you? So if I flash my penis,
if someone reports it, though,
if I flash my penis right now, would you get like booted off of Ustream?
I don't know. Depends if anyone sees
it. Wait, how far are nude? Because I know
actually, I believe asses, you can be nude on this show because no one sees it.
Asses.
Who's got a report?
Well, asses are allowed. I know what I'm doing when I get home. So what if I show my ass?
No one wants to see your ass.
You don't know that. Ask questions. Call in if you want to see my ass if anyone's even out there.
I challenge you to call
909-666-422.
Matter of fact, I was going to have people... You know, I was going to have Jim and them drunk asses call in and see what they say.
They would... Remember that? And after the second you left the party, they'd fucking forget.
Well, no, I just throw a text out.
Give a shout out to my peeps out there.
So, hey, how does that call-in work anyway, since we're never going to...
You call. That's it.
I call in, and then I type it in, and then you say, hey, you're on the show.
So, do we hear it through the headset, or like is it a voice in our mind?
I call it. A voice in your head. You just completely...
First 2 days, it's a weird disembodied voice coming to you live from CyberStream.
So, do you want me to text someone and ask them to call in?
No. The first 2 days I was in San Diego Comic-Con, I called in. Works like normal, like you call on a fucking radio show.
Huh.
Yeah. And that's how uneventful that explanation was.
No, just when
you
say
it. He was like, it works! Oh my god!
Just when you say it. You're boring.
Hello, am I on the air? First time, long time.
Okay. You know, if I can have...
Turn down your speakers!
If I can have anyone dead right now, it'd be Jason. I wish you were dead, Jason.
We said celebrities and famous people.
Yeah.
We're on a fucking radio network.
About Twitter. Can I get verified if I'm not famous?
We're semi-celebrities.
I guess.
Huh?
They have a thing on Twitter where you verify it if you're actually like the real person who it is, like a celebrity usually.
You have to do like... They do like a whole background check. Some public figure.
So I was wondering, if you're not famous, can you still be verified? Well, I mean, I am who
I
am.
You have Twitter, so why don't you try it?
Well, it's not my own name. I want my own name.
Ah, well, try it.
From the asshole who probably has it.
Me.
Probably is.
Yeah,
you're, at Jason,
because I fucking hate
you're,
you.
You're on my whole name.
You're Mexican, so your name's already taken.
It's Jason Ortiz. I'm a piece of shit at Twitter.com.
That's a good
Thank
one.
You should, for taking my anonymity.
Last name and all. Wow.
I know. Really. Why don't you get my phone number out again?
Everyone's a piece of shit. Jason, gonna start Google
I'm Eric Ornelas, but not really.
You did.
That's the best thing about you, because you don't have your.
I don't go by first name.
Eric's not your real name.
Carmel.
Don't even know how to spell that.
Yeah.
No one ever spells it
someone
right.
Someone should take that piece of shit, Jason.
Someone's going to end up looking up. They're going to spell Carmel.
I was surprised Ripped in Half wasn't taken.
Jason's a piece of shit.
When I set up the Ripped in Half account, I actually thought, like, wow, no one took this stupid shit.
Yeah, no one. No one would think this is gay porn at all, I swear.
That was my plan. If the podcast never worked, I was going to try to sit on it and sell it to a porn site.
Yeah, and literally sit on it and fucking record it and sell it to a porn site.
Either way, it'd work out. We'd make more money doing this than doing this.
So you would sit on a penis.
No, but having like an anal fucking rape porn site, and it's called Ripped in Half.
It's only 400 views.
I have a backup plan for this.
400 views, Carlos, wasting my time. 400,000 views, wasting my
time.
What
is it?
If it's not a million, it's not worth watching.
That was the ass fucking. I thought it really hurt. She cut me right
I know those guys.
Michael Black, Michael Ian Black.
I thought you said she ripped me in half.
Is this a state?
She cut me ripped in half.
No, this is this side thing that they did before, in between that and Stella.
Big Variety? Right,
what the hell is it?
It was just basically just a bunch of videos that they made.
Who? This is before you
Stella.
What the fuck they
Who
did
the
that?
Fuck Stella?
You know, the state was part of Stella. It was a fucking same thing. Really, the same all the characters.
You ever seen
the
state?
Mm-hmm. The state, no.
You ever seen the state?
You ever watched the state?
It's like a sketch show.
It was an awesome sketch show.
I don't really watch a lot of sketch shows.
Don't be empty.
I barely got my second fucking pour. I figured that you want a little bit more.
Yeah, that's right. I don't even watch SNL.
Well, David Wayne directs, what's it called? Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. He did the 10, what was it, Wanderlust?
No.
The last movie he did?
He directs some stars in Children's Hospital.
Yeah, no, it's not David Wayne. It was the, David Wayne.
David Wayne.
Have you seen, the other guy from fucking Children's Hospital, the dipping my balls in a guy.
That's a great picture in the back of this.
You know who he is. Why don't I keep playing? I always blank on his name.
I gotta get this Nani.
But he also directed. He's also one of the writers for Wanderlust too.
Last
not part two,
it.
But Wanderlust also
as well
as a side project.
Who wants to hear the sound of poop going into the toilet?
But yeah.
Oh, I missed.
So we're going to compare Fergie and Michelle Rodriguez,
so you
right?
Missed the toilet.
Yes.
We're doing a comparison of Fergie.
Actually,
what I'm
talking about, you never seen the state.
No.
How about Stella? Stella was such a great TV show.
Really? Because we're in the state of
America.
I didn't
know that was a show.
I thought Stella was a live show.
Well, no, they did it live, but they also made a TV show on Comedy Central for like
one
season.
That died quickly, but they said the live show was way better.
I actually like the TV show is really funny.
You want to know how you get that?
And Variety was also an offshoot of fucking state. But then...
And so it was like some of the people from the state are on Reno 911, or were on Reno 911.
They're still on Reno 911.
They still make, I don't know if they make
new ones. They still make new ones.
I thought Stella was something you screamed in the air.
Oh, Stella!
It's Tarzan.
Stella!
It's always still a reference to the play.
Play? What play?
Streetcar Named Desire.
Fuck!
I
Book of Mormon.
I want to see that.
I totally forgot about it. Already passed. It was in L.A. and I was gone.
It's not in L.A. yet. It's coming in August.
I miss it yet?
No.
Okay. Good.
I'll afford tickets for that.
And I'm gonna go.
If you want, I want to see that.
Good.
Let's all go.
I want sponsored tickets.
We should. And then right afterwards, we should.
Interact work with pleasure. So sorry, Twitch.
No, afterwards, this is pleasure.
Afterwards, we'll do a
you can go, but you're not sitting next.
No, you just don't mingle with your boss after hours. It doesn't work that way.
I like to get ahead.
That's why
you do it all the time at the bar.
Except the company picnic or the Christmas party, you know. But then you keep that quiet.
And damn it, I'm not playing Santa this year.
You can sit on
my lap. I send it every year.
You
Steve.
Can sit on my lap.
For only one reason.
The problem
Roach
is.
Won't do it.
The problem is, the only people who sit on my laps are a bunch of guys. You fuckers.
That's a problem for you?
I don't know how many girls are on the Wedge Radio Network.
Exactly.
There's one now. There used to be
Fergie?
Two.
Oh wow! So the count's dropping. Love
yeah. When are we gonna meet the rest of the wedges?
Yeah.
When are we gonna have a show with all?
When are we gonna have a wedge?
That'd be ridiculous. Like a think tank.
That'd be impossible because we'd all talk over each other.
Well, you guys
side conversation.
I tell everyone to shut the fuck up and let me talk.
The only reason I like to meet everyone and talk and do a show, but like it'd just be impossible.
And then the girl I'm like, you can sit right here.
Not quite.
No, it's like
let's have a pizza party next weekend.
There we go. Yeah.
And busted our phones. And
oh. Was that a joke? Because I was actually pretty excited for it.
I kind of was too.
Go to Star. All Star Pizza. And get the $4 pitchers and drink pizza.
Hey, that's a good deal. That's not a bad idea.
Come back here and then do a show with everybody.
And we just talk shit about each other. Like, fuck those guys. That's all we do. It's like, remember that one guy from the other show? Who's like, fuck, man. He's fucking stupid.
What a fucking asshole.
Well, LJ Brown was trying to do a, or it is currently setting up some sort of thing.
Is he black?
Because I had a
name like LJ Brown, and you assume he's what? Besides black,
he's Korean.
Actually, the lead
singer from Journey is Korean.
Okay. Well, we just did our 500th episode, even though we're like a 550 already. But he wants to do like some event at like a bar or something. So LJ
Brown,
that's gonna work. Yeah.
You tell me like a fucking wait a minute. When I saw you before,
that's
we did
stuttering
our show,
there, Jason.
Probably a few months before that,
mm-hmm.
And he's already at 5.
I am.
Oh, you are.
I am.
Who cares? Wait, what happened? you're at 500 episodes.
551.
Get a life.
I do have one.
Fucking noob.
It's this show. That's where I stand.
No life.
I have.
That's what I always.
No lifer. Like no lifer.
This booth, all these monitors.
I'm already a 10 prestige on the Wedge Radio Network.
I'm a mayor here.
I'm a level 53 podcast.
Every new episode, I go up a new level.
I have 67 enchantment. Yeah. 50.
And zero charm.
With every new follower, I get +3 charisma.
Surprisingly, only 16 in speech.
Love life, negative. Love life, negative.
Oh, so he's like a 2 in luck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He talks like this. What?
I don't know.
That was enchantment.
No, there's alchemy too.
No.
Enchantment's different than alchemy.
He's a plus. He's a plus 10 fairy.
I'm a Brenton, all right?
You're what? No one cares. Yeah, see, your joke sucked.
I like that sound effect. All right.
Never heard it.
We called the Steve.
So this is Fergie. We
he's like, fuck. Yo, you got me there.
Bing it. There you go.
But if you're going to bing it, Google it.
No, I looked up that thing about the about Bing and offering Microsoft points, and it's true.
True story, bro.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be any thing going against
backlash.
It. Like, well, not backlash, but like you don't have to do anything more. That's all it is.
No.
Then how are you going to link it to your Jason. Shit?
Microsoft. You just sign on, and then it records your Bing.
So it has a site that you go and sign up with.
When did you ask me?
That's what I'm saying.
Give me the bottle.
Well, I poured that.
Keep that on. I want to know what it is.
Fuck you want.
Okay.
Because I can do that every day, just randomly type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You're a piece of shit, Jason. You just fucking put a bottle cap in my drink.
You just throw shit nonsense.
You know, at least it wasn't his dick.
All right. Okay, so we're looking at Fergie.
I don't have a shot glass, all right?
She's all right. She has a big head, though.
I could squish my dick in a shotgun.
Tell me you don't put your dick in that.
No, she looks like an old stripper.
What's wrong with her face here?
She looks like an old stripper.
Who cares what she looks like?
Did she have work done?
Yes.
Like, what's she have done?
She had plastic surgery in her face. I think her cheeks raised.
Botox.
Okay, go back to that picture.
Oh, where is that?
That's where like, she's fucking old.
Go down.
Is she married? Is that
go down.
Her finger?
Okay, go to that lingerie picture. You wouldn't fuck that.
I would.
Yeah, that was probably like fucking.
You couldn't handle that. That's why you say no. What do you say?
Jason tells her the put some clothes on.
I can't really see it that well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you can't see the monitor that well.
Well, then you're fucking shit out of luck.
Because we don't want to adjust the
webcam.
That's
a nice bigger picture, but yeah.
We don't want to adjust the webcam
monitor
for Steve.
At an angle, I still can't get it.
All right.
Is you,
Can I adjust the webcam? Can I web?
You know, here, let me walk over to Wedge's station real quick.
No, hold on.
I don't want you to snick.
Oh, he's got to bring out the portable for me.
He wants to blow Wedge.
No, I don't.
He's getting it.
That's how we keep this job, Steve. You better fucking do your
fucking said, you stick, do your job. You stick with Wedge, you get ahead.
Every week, one of us got to do it. It's your turn. Eric did it twice.
Oh, look at it. He's got a tablet.
Okay, wait. Every week. We've been
And what kind of tablet may that be, Wedge?
Do it, so what are you two doing?
Is that a tablet that you can download Stitcher on?
We collaborated.
I totally forgot about Stitcher.
6 weeks in a row.
What kind of tablet is that?
At least somebody's known
Acer,
their job.
Acer A100. Something.
That's actually one of the best ones you can get.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, it's not. That's a piece of shit.
Don't listen to Eric. He talks to his ass.
The Asus. Actually, the Asus.
What's the one that
Google, I don't know how to pronounce that. People ask it Asus, Asus.
It's Asus.
Asus.
No, I've heard people Asus. Pronounce it Asus. Asus. And Asus, too.
Okay, I don't know what.
But anyways, that tablet, that tablet's actually
hey,
really
Asus,
good.
Hey, Asus, how you doing, hombre?
That's the one that they when they presented, they gave one to everybody and the fucking all the reporters and shit.
Are you talking to me right now?
No, I'm talking to Steve, but I'm looking at you
because it's like
I don't know why he doesn't get that.
I don't know why. I don't know why you think I'd care.
It's all I hear is blah blah blah. I'm a dirty cunt.
Blah blah.
Oh,
blah,
the battery's dead.
Oh, who's dead?
You, the battery.
So what a piece of shit Wedges. Thinking
okay.
Steve's gonna actually look at something, but
yeah, because right here, from what I see,
don't move it, don't move it, don't move it, don't
look
don't
like
it,
Fergie.
Don't. That's Fergie.
We good?
Okay.
How would you not want to fuck that? No, oh, Steve's gay. I forgot. Anyways,
isn't that Steve's fucking camera?
It's both of them.
It doesn't look bad. Steve.
You mean they got their own camera?
No, he has two cameras for Steve.
It doesn't look bad. But knowing that it's Maxim, I know it's extremely photoshopped.
It's shopped.
No, she's just got
what?
A belly there.
No, it's not extremely it photoshopped.
Oh, yeah,
it is photoshopped.
Okay, go to another one.
I mean, it's photoshopped, and she still gave her a little belly.
Type in Fergie sexy.
Because she's fucking...
No.
No, because she's not.
She has a stomach like that, regardless of what she fucking does.
That one right there.
Look at that shit.
No, that one right there with the fucking sunglasses, top left corner. She looks like Michael Jackson from here.
No one's talking about her face. I'm talking about her body. Why wouldn't you fuck her?
Because she has a face like that?
Because everything...
Because you have to put your face
Because everything
that
I've seen with her body is photoshopped. In airbrush.
You've never seen
it's
her
not like
live
she's gonna be posing
fucking
like that.
Concert.
I don't know. Fucking
you wouldn't
Rocky
fuck that. That's not.
That
is
that.
That what's photoshopped
Whoa,
about
what's
that?
Picture? That's nice.
That's photoshopped.
It's all right until you get to the.
Okay, just go
area.
From the. Scroll down just past the head.
She doesn't have enough fucking chunk for Steve.
No. Look at that side. It looks all weird right there.
Oh,
weird.
No, oh, no, my
no,
God.
Wait. I disagree with that.
One of her toes are longer than the other. I don't want to fuck her.
Whole
no, it's true.
That whole weird.
That innie is way
side.
Too innie.
What the hell's up with that? It's all ribbly right
That's
there.
A slant from her
and that,
toes.
That'll fucking
dick.
Disgust you about...
I've seen chicks in poses like that, and they don't got that weird ribbly slant.
That
shit.
Means it's not Photoshop, you stupid dick. And no. You didn't want Photoshop. Now you
I
got
mean,
it. Look what you got.
Bad Photoshop.
Steve, you're...
It's not Photoshop.
Wait, what's
you
he talking
dick?
About? What's the thing that he doesn't like?
Steve's too
the
good.
The right side in the shaded area.
Is
the part that's not Photoshop?
I don't get it.
Is
that
the part he complained.
Fucking
in Steve's mind...
How is that weird?
In Steve's mind...
That looks weird.
In Steve's mind, he's too good for anybody.
Because they're supposed to be bulbous?
No, I'm seeing weird. I'm seeing weird depression areas. In
hey, you should see Steve. Steve has
ribs.
A fucking... Steve lines bitches up and points at...
Ribs.
No. I can fuck you, but no.
Ribs? Some ribs aren't that low.
He said ripped.
In half, like the show.
Yeah.
On the Wedge Radio Network.
Yeah, whoever did that picture fucking ought to
Sponsored
have
by Sailor Jerry.
Up.
Oh, what?
Steve
is fine.
It's because Steve has options.
From the neck down. Okay, let's from the mouth down.
Of course not.
That's what I'll give her.
She's
from
not,
the mouth down.
She's not good enough for Steve.
No. Right there.
No one
That's
is.
Perfect right there.
Yes.
She's.
I'll be happy to look
Steve's
at that.
Steve's very conceited
you.
And thinks highly
Anything
for himself. So
it's questionable.
Like, bitches ain't good for her enough.
Her face looking like that right there.
I stick my dick in that mouth.
That's all Photoshop.
I come in her face.
Cut line in her chin.
She has
That's called a cleft.
She has a cleft chin.
That's called a cleft.
Look at her lips and everything. She looks
oh,
like a
fuck,
no.
Steve.
She
you're
looks
killing
like
me,
a
dude.
Young Christy Alley in that picture.
No.
From Cheers. Back from Cheers.
No, Christy
like
Alley has a
Christy
smaller
Alley.
Head.
And
than
you
that.
Look like a young Chris Farley, but no one's
it.
Fucking
She looks like a young Christy Alley right there.
Christy Alley's
And
gross.
You know what happened to Christy Alley?
And you have a body of Chris
she
Farley. Who gives a shit?
There you go. All right. Now for the comparison. Go to Michelle Rodriguez.
All right.
Who's this imaginary
okay,
person?
Okay, okay. First thing I got to point out about Michelle Rodriguez, she has fucking cockeyed. Her eyes do not look forward most of the time.
Oh, that chick
from Lost? Yes.
No way.
Her eyes do not look forward half the time. So
well,
what do you
that
say,
looks good.
What do you got to say about that?
Okay, compared
that looks good.
To
Oh, but look at these little lumpy things right there. What's
compared,
up with that?
Yeah, I know.
That actually has physical definition. And
I love how he makes excuses for shit he likes.
No, you look at her.
Little
big
flaws of what he doesn't.
No, her stomach's actually ripped there.
Look at those hair lips right she has right here.
What's with that fucking bang?
It's a long eyebrow coming out from her head. No, she does not look that damn cute. Anyways.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that. That's nice.
She was caught laughing. She was caught laughing. It's good.
That's her wet back party at Target. Anyways,
yes.
Everyone
laughs like this.
That's her when you wake up next to her every day. Go down.
With her bad breath.
No.
You sleep funny.
Down and to the left. Oh,
like
you
have
lost
to
it.
Kill fucking like what JFK
right there?
No,
the white,
the one looks like a fucking
the white
arrest
right
photo.
The one right,
right.
Looks like a
right.
Right, one more.
No, down, down.
Not that one. That's
okay.
Sexy.
Right there.
Like
stop,
arrest,
freeze.
Looks like a mug shot.
Looks good.
You liar.
Looks cute. Looks real.
Okay,
fucking
okay. Ledge, what you don't know about me and
From
Jason?
What I can see.
We don't even ask Steve's opinion about fucking women. And what they look like.
It's because you guys have a false sense of women.
Oh, the hottest woman come in the bar is like, she's all right. Really. And we're not thinking, we're not fucking making excuses like, oh, because she's at this bar. Because, you know, the frogs, you know, that middle-aged woman. No, it's the one who looks generally good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, okay. And then the people he actually does point out and says she looks good is surprising.
No offense.
It's rare when he actually agrees with us.
No offense, but none of us have the right to judge about any fucking women that we come to
I do.
Bar.
I'm not saying that she's ugly. I'm just saying that like you're going
to
be
you
nitpicky
have, you
like
have,
that with
you
one
have the
person.
Right to have an opinion about cats. That's
I would take her way over Fergie.
And why is that? Because she's...
You know what? If you're comparing that with her, because I didn't know what you're talking about first, I would not have a bag over her face when I fuck her.
Yeah.
With Fergie, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Burlap.
See? There you go.
But I think Fergie has a better body.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I put a bag over Fergie's face. I want to see
the
facial.
Better body than her.
I want to see the facial expressions shut the fuck up,
you
Steve.
You shut up. I prefer real, you know, even if they're smaller, I prefer real small tits over fake big tits.
Thanks for making everyone bored. Anyways, I want to see the facial. I want to see the facial expressions. I want to see. Shut the fuck up, Jason. I want to see the facial expressions that Fergie fucking makes when you're fucking her. I want to see that fucking angry bulldog look. See the fucking wrinkles coming down over her head.
Like, I want to see the pain.
I want to see if...
I want that Botox reverse.
I want to see if her fucking...
So you want the Star Trek Klingon look.
I want those Botox to burst out of her cheek.
I want to feel it so bad. I want her to smile and just see if he goes anywhere.
I
want to
mold that silicone around.
I want her to see, meet me halfway. Okay, I'll meet you full way.
Meet you halfway what?
That's
I don't
what
know. That's
we need
a song.
Cough button.
I sure. fart. I want to cough. No, but, you know.
And you pick her over Kate from Lost.
I think she'll kill you. No. Kate's fucking hotter than shit.
I mean, as your choices.
You mean Evangeline Lilly? Yeah, no.
Aren't you great for
what? You
would
pick
names?
Her? What?
I would take Evangeline Lilly
over that.
Yeah.
Well, duh. Okay.
You get it.
Okay.
What was that pick?
What
was
about
the pick?
What about Angela?
Over Fergie?
What about her? Her twin.
Why wouldn't you pick anyone else?
What about her twin?
We were comparing.
Yes,
the
girl from Seven Heavens.
We were comparing the butterface.
What's
her
name?
Types.
You what? You consider
what's her name?
You can't consider a butterface and still prefer her because she's not a butterface.
What's her name?
Kinda. You know.
What's that girl's name for Seven Heaven?
Which one?
Yeah, there's actually two.
There's three of them.
The oldest. The one that was on...
The one from the screen.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel looks just like that girl from Lost.
I'm not... No, what? I'm not... What?
She looks like... They look alike.
Actually, he's agreeing with you because you're wrong.
They look alike.
That's why he's saying that.
Agreeing with who?
You're wrong, and he's saying the wrong
thing. Jessica Biel's from Seventh Heaven, and no, she doesn't look like a girl from Lost.
Hey, what's that number, Wedge? I have my...
So what are you talking about?
909-6.
My friend Otto said so. Call
I know
in.
Who he's saying.
Okay,
I don't know her
909.
Name.
909.
He said
six,
the oldest chick.
Six, six,
be
six.
He is wrong.
Four.
He gave him the right name, but he's still
two,
wrong.
Two.
Yeah. How
to look like Kate?
This is my friend from Xbox, actually.
Oh, they're gonna call in.
Yeah.
Which friend is this?
Ada.
What's her game name?
Ada Bell.
Ah, okay.
Oh, her gamer tag name?
Knows how to use Xbox?
ETC Disco Bunny.
Disco Bunny.
She's actually local. Not too local. She lives in Paris.
She's a Disco Bunny.
Disco Bunny.
She lives in Paris. She said,
you talk to her, you go,
she said she'll call in the show, so let's see what happens.
She's born in East LA.
I don't personally know this girl, but...
Oh, so in other words, it's a chick off Xbox you haven't fucked yet.
Okay, we can say that.
When she plays it back, saying, like, I was on this radio show. right before she came on, this is what happened.
You haven't fucked her yet. This might help spread the word of our show.
She just did. I repeated that.
No, because she'll go around telling her friends, yo, you got to listen to the show. I was on it. And it'll spread from there like wildfire.
Actually, that's not her there either.
No. That's not. I don't think.
Here's the one next to it.
She's hot. I like it. I think if she got it at Ross.
Which one's hot? Your gamer, your disco bunny, or her?
Hotter?
No, which one are you talking her? About? She's hot. I like it.
Oh, she's not bad. Actually, she was on an episode of on Call of Duty Elite. They have this thing where they have people come in, 4v4 battles, and they do like team deathmatch and whatnot like that in the Call of Duty arena. Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez was actually on that.
Nice.
And the team she brought in actually got her ass whooped.
Michelle Rodriguez? No, you know what? In Machete, she was really fucking hot. Even with that fucking the eye patch and everything, she was all stripped down and busted out with the guns and everything. She was on that.
No.
Pretty nice.
You're wrong.
Although she does not make a good zombie.
No. Oh, okay. Here's the fucking... Here's the thing me and Jess were talking about earlier.
Uh-oh.
About nerds. Worry.
I'm intrigued.
About nerds.
With that nerd kid?
Like
that fucking her
what,
mom tried
what,
to sell
what, him? What makes you a nerd and what makes you like a weird, creepy nerd? I was telling... Because this... Okay, we're at this party.
I know what you're talking about now.
All right, you say it, Jason. Go ahead. You want it. It feels like you want it.
Well, before we got here, we're at a barbecue or birthday party / birthday party for our friend Jim.
Yeah.
50th birthday party. And
well, that was 51st.
I don't know her name. No, it's 50.
Oh. I don't remember.
It said 50 on the banner. That's all I'm going by.
That's what it said, exactly.
That's where he cut
and
off.
It looked like that's exactly what it said.
That banner looked like there was a sticker over it that said 50. If you look at it again, it's kind of like this weird outline around the word a 50th. It does look fake.
Anyways, this...
But who was it? I don't know her name. I don't
Shelly?
Well, her name is Shelly.
Shelly.
And her kids were there.
I guess... Okay, like, she is... So
but it's not the.
I'll input.
It's not the chick from the bar who that one night her and I were going over like.
No!
Yeah, and you
it
made
was
out
that girl,
with each other.
It was that girl. It was that girl that remember she was singing and we said, "Well, she didn't even sing the words." She was like, and Gail's like, "No, she's singing." She had like green eyes.
That might have been.
You were there.
Yeah,
there.
That was her. The chick with the green eyes.
Anyways,
green
it was on a
eyes.
Sunday. It was on a Sunday.
I think. Anyway,
Sunday fun day. Yeah. Anyways,
I think Eric had a conversation with her.
It's horrible Sunday fun day.
Ugh. Walk out.
What was
walk
worse, out that or your
hardy hard?
That's the lamest fucking shit ever. I hate when people do that shit.
I think I like that better than your Ed McMahon impression.
Anyways, Jason.
Well,
Jason.
Impression. That's funny too.
Jason.
Yeah.
Jason.
But it's just another
Jason.
Manic Monday.
Jason. Finish your story, Mr. Jason.
Okay, this part. No, you have to jump into you because you had some
weird
nerd
conversation.
Well, we'll
jump
in
when we get there. So shut the fuck up and do
well,
it.
Well, it actually jumps right to you because you had some weird conversation about nerds.
I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about yet. She was selling her son off. She was talking.
No. Before that, you. Were
oh, before
said,
that,
like,
she was talking
nerd
about nerds, and I'm like, she's like, oh yeah, my son's a hardcore nerd. I was like, no, he's not. We're fucking hardcore nerds. And then. Her son, she bought the son this fucking beanie. It's a frog beanie. And she said he's worn this fucking thing ever since Christmas. And I want to just, every time I look at it, I want to rip out his fucking head, slap him in the face, and burn it in front of his face.
Okay, first, if you're not a skater or snowboarder, you have no right wearing the
beanie. I mean, he's wearing this fucking frog beanie with
the
little thing.
There's Steve with the
out,
rules of beanies.
And isn't that? Anyways, she's trying to sell this.
Wait, with
kid.
The little pom-pom?
No, it became anyways, like... It became like this conversation where she's trying to sell us on him that how nerdy her son is.
Because we said that we were
nerds.
On
why her son
is
the most
nerdy.
Okay.
Than us.
Are nerdy
and then
than
we
us.
Told him. And then we told her, like, you know.
I mean, we're not challenging him. We just said,
I was
like nerdy
let me,
shit.
Let me show you guys here. Let's go ahead and take one more break, come back to Stitcher, and then finish up with this conversation.
Did he do the hand motion in front of you?
How about Steve, shut the fuck up. Let's keep talking.
Well, because we haven't even...
I said no.
We just came back from a fucking commercial.
We're going to take one more.
We just came back from... What, are you tired from talking?
We have 15 minutes on that, so shut the fuck up.
Are you tired from talking? We just came back.
I control the brakes in the show.
We just came back from a fucking commercial.
It's been a bit.
It's
too late. I'm ready. Just go.
You have to urinate?
Let's go.
Steve's breathing too hard already.
Should we tickle Steve and make sure he pisses himself?
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside. To help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and showtimes. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
Causing the early interruption, you fucking get to do the read.
So, Steve, how was that piss on your balls?
Well, it's not my balls. It's on the fence, so as far as it went.
Steve doesn't even grab his dick because he can't hold it. He can't find it, first of all. He just stands there and pees.
Sometimes I just buy adult diapers?
Just gets an erection.
Gets an erection
for a pee. I hate pissing with an erection. That shit sucks.
What? Oh. I wake up in the morning.
I don't know. I heard fat people just sit down when they pee.
No.
It's a lot easier. They sit in the bathtub.
All but one.
They sit in the bathtub. They sit in the bathtub and pee.
I'm the incredible standing up fat man pisser.
He makes his own bath just to pee in the pool. Why'd I keep putting that fluid in there? It shows how I did what I did.
Anyways, so ladies and gentlemen, real quick, you know you can hear the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher, Smart Radio.
What?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I will. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond.
What are my Nexus?
That too, I guess.
Your Nexus?
What about my Aces?
Your Aces? Only if the battery's charged.
What about my Galaxy S3?
They don't have that. They have the Galaxy S2.
What? Ooh. They have an S3.
Yeah, I know. It just came out. It's the newest one. So nice try, idiot. Asshole.
They have the S2.
So obviously it doesn't work.
I thought the S2 came out. You said S3. I said S2 the S2
came out like 3 years ago.
I thought, what was the one you told me about?
S3.
I thought that was the 2.
The S2.
Can I find it on my PDA device?
Does it work on my Nook?
Yours? No.
How about my Nook?
Sure.
Nook sucks.
You sound like you're making stuff up.
No.
I don't think they'll like it.
You might actually be able to find it on your Xbox coming soon.
Ooh.
Xbox is getting everything you never
know.
You
mean on my Zune player?
Yeah.
Sweet. My Zune machine.
Because you know what? This shit's on the go and on demand, man.
And it's on the down low.
It is. On the download.
Can I find it on eBay?
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you don't
deserve their bail about right there.
If you, yeah, you know what? You can also find it on Bing, if you're lucky. If you don't have Stitcher,
unless Bing finds you.
If you don't have Stitcher, man, you can download it free today at Stitcher.com or at the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smart way to listen to radio, especially the Wedge Radio, and more importantly, Rip in Half.
Can I buy a sewing thread on Stitcher?
If you're lucky. Hey, someone's on the phone.
Oh, really?
She called in.
What?
Yeah. Hello, you're on Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network.
This is great. She actually called in.
Hello?
You are Ripped in Half.
Hello, caller.
We're going to rip you in half.
Can you hear us?
Wait, you're going to rip me in half?
Yes, she can hear us.
Calm down.
We're tracking you right now with our special software.
She's really shy.
We have GPS tracking, you know.
Can I curse?
Huh?
No, you cannot fucking curse. What the hell do you think this is?
Okay, this is a fucking family.
You know, this is a fucking family show. You're not allowed to fucking curse.
My fucking piece of shit kids listen
she
to
She knows
show.
Me. Yeah. She knows me as Carmel. No, she knows me Eric.
Carmel.
No, she calls me Eric and Carmel.
Carmel.
How are you doing?
Carmel, yes.
Actually, let her talk.
Oh, no pressing buttons in this place.
You got a fucking touch phone?
Caller, why don't you put your radio down?
She's calling it already.
What are you guys doing?
We're doing.
Congratulations, you're caller 10. You've just won a brand new pair of tickets to the new,
Justin Bieber concert.
You won something really?
The new thing. Yes, you just have to tell us. You just have to tell us the phrase that pays, and you win $10,000. So, what is that phrase? Tell us right now.
I win $10,000?
You just got to tell us the phrase that pays.
Thank you for calling 31 Flavors. You name 31 flavors in 31 seconds, you win a free scoop.
And it's going now.
Wait, what am I doing again?
Hey.
So. All right, so...
next caller.
Caller, yeah. Caller, who is this and how'd you find out?
Find out about you guys?
Say your name, height, age, number.
I don't want to say my name. That's going to be weird.
ASL, A6 location.
No, just... What's your name? I know your name, but...
Blah, blah.
Okay, she's blah, blah.
All right, Disco Bunny. How'd you hear about
it? How gay am I? I'm not gay at all.
That wasn't even the question.
We didn't talk to you.
We said, how'd you hear about us? How'd you hear about us?
How'd you hear about the show?
Hey, I heard about you guys as a Mellow. Or Carmel,
that'd be me, Mellow.
Eric.
Whatever Carmel, you want. Everything. Thank you for putting all my aliases out there. Actually, AKA Eric, AKA Carmel, AKA Mellow, AKA the rest of the fucking shit.
E-Mellow hasn't worked here in 6 months. I don't know who you're talking about.
Congratulations. You just told the feds how to find him.
All right, thanks.
Sounds cute. Are you cute? You hot?
No,
That'd be the
wedge. Like Honda from like Street Fighter.
You know, that'd be the wedge of cheese talking to you. Hey, if you can give a shout out and say fuck you, wedge, that'd be appreciated.
I don't think that's nice.
That's wise?
It's perfectly wise and perfectly nice.
Ew.
Okay, Gandalf, calm down.
Mean.
Anyways,
but
fuck you.
That's very thoughtful.
You know what? Wedge
are
looks
you guys, like,
wedge looks forward to call.
Oh yeah, we got rum and stuff and whatnot.
No, we're not going to remember
you
this
guys
at all.
Didn't
we are sipping. We are sipping mineral water.
Well, apparently, it's because you're not attractive.
She likes to drink, but she can't drink. Actually, she's really cute.
Yeah.
She said, "All right, she said she wasn't."
I cannot.
What girl says they're cute?
She compared herself to E Honda.
No, she's watching us right now and said, is E Honda on the Rift and Half?
Oh!
Are you watching us right now? Are you?
No, I'm not.
Go to ustream.com and type in
Don't watch
Radio
us.
Network.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Go to Ustream and then search Wedge Radio.
You see WedgeRadioNetwork.com and there's a live player right there.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do that.
This is very complicated. I don't know if you want to do all that.
I actually just go to Ustream. I tell people to go to Ustream.
So, I'll tell you this. If you can do it, then
or Ustream.
Go to
if I pee, I call it Ustream.
If you pull it up and watch us, and then the studio's E Honda. No, then the studio's E Honda. We'll do the 100 hand slap on there.
These guys are a little excited because we actually got a caller.
Just
I know.
Calm down.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd hang up and walk away if I were you.
Text them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Your ears are gonna get molested.
Text them and tell them the exact fucking location.
Next caller.
They say what they hung up?
What?
Does it sound like she hung up?
She hung up.
Maybe.
Just hang up. Run. Don't ever look back.
Run, child.
Wait,
run.
Am I hanging up? Or
yes.
What
we thought you were.
All right, caller. This has been Ripped in Half. Thanks for calling.
You were actually the first call on the Wedge Radio Network. And guess what you get? A Wedge Radio Network keychain will come... from 6 to 10 months.
Yeah. Just enough time for
based on availability.
No, that's awesome.
Based on availability.
And you get a lock of Jason's hair.
But I'm telling you from where it's from.
And it's beautiful.
It's actually cast into every mold of the Ripped in Half Wedge Radio Network keychain.
Washed with Garnier Fructis.
And then you get a lock of Steve's back hair. So. Enjoy.
Hey, you know what? I try and help this.
It's great. It's great for kids. If you have babysitting, they can make dolls out of it or braid it or anything.
Voodoo dolls.
Put it in a joint and have someone smoke it.
You can smoke it? You can smoke
my back hair.
She
if
will
you like.
Smoke your back hair.
I actually feel privileged by
that's
that.
A fan
that's nice.
Right there. Yeah, E-Honda smoking your back hair.
Why are you about to light a cigarette?
E-Honda smoking E-Honda.
You guys are like fucking up my game. I can't even play Call of Duty right
now.
Oh,
I was just playing Call of Duty right now.
Why are you playing Call of Duty?
I thought you were a spinning game.
I thought you were going to be loading yourself so you could see us while you talk.
She's a girl.
That's a man.
So, dude. Hey, how good is Erica at Call of Duty?
Hey, you're being hung up on now.
Eric's looking for praise. Go ahead.
I know.
Praise me.
That's some
everyone.
Self-pumping shit right there.
What? Who? Yeah.
Who was the man who's good at Call of Duty?
Eric is.
I'm the best, homie.
Really? Is he the best?
All around. So, Disco Rabbit, tell us your life story. How have you been? What have you been up to this week?
Disco Rabbit.
How you been? It's life story. How you been? Like, start from the current.
Oh, wow.
Have you been in the last, 25 years?
She actually just got back from a party, dancing her little booty off.
I did.
That cottontail of hers.
Tell us about the douchebag that showed up that made you leave. Or that made you feel that you had to leave. Yes.
Oh, Eric showed up, did he?
He's gay.
Is he actually gay or just saying he's gay?
Well, I don't know. I think he's
she's bleeping herself because she's cussing. That's what she's doing.
It's not a family show.
We're fucking retarded. He looks like he has Down syndrome and he walks like Yoda.
and he talks backwards. He's like,
"That you, I do."
Yeah, walks like Yoda.
Fucked up syntax. I have.
he actually doesn't even walk at all. He has someone carrying him on his own. someone carrying him on his back because he doesn't walk.
Well, we have a surprise for you. He's right here on the show. He's our next guest. Come on in. Steve, talk.
Fuck you, I want.
No, you're fired. You're fired. Next. So this guy looks like Yoda. So why do you hate his guts so much?
Why? Because he's fucking dumb. Like there's just something about his face that just makes me want to
I fucking hate your face. You're a piece of shit.
I hate your stupid ugly face.
I fucking
hate
your face.
You deserve to die.
She walks up and says, "Excuse me, fuck your face. Please get away from me." Right.
Something like that.
Really?
Something like that.
It's just his face that offends you. So you're So you're offended by people with Down syndrome.
He has a voice of an angel, but fuck his face.
She said he has Down syndrome in his face. She's offended by Down syndrome.
That's because
people.
The eyes
you are very insensitive.
And all he's gonna say is, "Here's my number. Call me, maybe."
I think it's because he looks like Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog. So he looks like that girl. He looks like a girl that sang that Justin Bieber song.
It ain't easy being green, man.
Yeah, kind of.
It ain't easy being a Downie.
Does he ask you if you want to be his Miss Piggy?
So you hate Raymond. What are you saying?
Raymond or Rayman?
Raymond? Not Rayman, Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everyone loves Raymond. That guy. Tell him to cover the frog.
Okay.
Don't listen to them.
Fuck life. YOLO.
Wait, so it's three people that do
YOLO.
Huh?
Was that...
What?
So it's two of you guys or three of you guys?
It's four of us circle jerking each other.
It's three and a half.
Oh.
Three and a half.
You guys are circle jerking?
Okay, Carlos, my turn.
There's nothing better.
You can find us... You can find us live on Chat Roulette.
Have you ever been in a gangbang?
That was out of line, Mr. West.
And yet so called for. You do know that you are actually.
Oh, this is a speed round.
Yeah.
What?
Double jeopardy.
Yeah.
We're speeding dating.
She asked you. She said.
You're being recorded, so after this show, you
in front of a live studio audience.
Yeah, you can call up all your friends, say, "Hey, I was on this show. You got to check it out." And
you can actually listen to this show after you're done. You're on this right now.
So you guys are like live right now.
We're live right now. Yes.
Yeah. Put your channel on Fox 11. We're actually doing a show.
We are covering the Olympics. We're doing commentary. We're taking calls.
So how about them beach volleyball?
Oh, the old blue whites versus the
greens.
The ones playing in the rain have to wear the spandex?
Yeah.
The
girls
yellow,
volleyball actually did really well.
London's the worst place for
beach
volleyball.
They did, I think.
You guys suck.
We suck? Yeah, you guys sucks. What do you mean? What okay.
Explain
yourself.
I concur.
Yeah.
Explain yourself. Suck and how.
We are the worst show on this network. So, yes, we might
suck. You guys just suck. You guys, like, stink.
We spank. I do spank.
Just stink.
You smell like a used diaper stuffed with Indian food.
No, I provided...
Oh, that's actually not bad.
I provided...
Good Anchorman reference
like
right there.
Like a dead cat and, like, old broccoli.
And curry.
So we smell like Steve's balls.
But our show... Oh, I'm glad our show is now in Smell-O-Vision. Our show is now in Smell-O-Vision.
I just farted, and I think she took a whiff.
I kind of want to smell that.
You kind of want to smell it, do you?
Well, you know, for those of you who don't know, I actually fart and jar my own...
my essence.
Yeah, my essence. I sell it. Look at me in Craigslist. I'll send it to you.
Just look at me, Craigslist.
Look at me. It's a picture of me holding a jar. Look at me.
Just type in Ode to Funk.
Say you want it. Do it.
Show me the money.
I actually trade, too.
Buying caramel essence on Etsy.
I'm trying to trade my fart jars for Porsche. Trying to get up and trade.
You're going to
have
on
your way to a Porsche? I'm on my way to a Porsche.
So, what's your KD, bro?
It's like...
That's fantastic.
It's totally awesome. It's like a 0.1.
Really? Because I think you lowered my win-loss ratio by a lot playing 2v2 with you.
Hey, now these two people are just talking. What the hell are we listening to?
No, you listen to a fucking great conversation.
Wedge,
you're trying to hit on
you're
this
not even
girl,
on yeah. this show, Wedge.
Wedge, this is Call of Duty lingo. You don't play the game, so
yeah.
You're not in the know.
Go fuck yourself, Wedge.
So everyone else listening, they're like,
Wedge,
what the
go
fuck,
fuck
is going
yourself.
On here? This guy's just trying to get laid. That's all he's trying to do.
Noob. You're a noob, Wedge.
Wasn't the point of making this show?
Hey, I'm going to go home and play my Xbox. Wait, Wedge is going to look at his red ring.
Oh.
The weeb.
She has no idea why that's funny.
I know.
Burn.
Because I have one.
She doesn't know that.
Wedge got a red ring. She does. I got he can't enjoy.
We don't mean
he can't enjoy Xbox anymore.
He ate some spicy food.
I ate some of that curry you were referencing earlier.
So, what race are
my
you?
My balls have nothing to do with this.
What? I'm black.
You're black.
You're black. God, you don't sound
black. I'm a
black
E Honda.
You do not sound black.
That actually goes, it rolls pretty well. Black E Honda.
No, I'm kidding.
I have a black E Honda.
I bought that model.
I have a black E Honda. I drive it around.
So you drink purple juice by the gallon and eat watermelon by the pound.
Whoa,
and Mickey's.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah, what the hell is that about, man? Our first caller?
Do you enjoy...
Our first caller, man. What the fuck?
Do you enjoy color green?
Our first color?
This is our first color. Come on.
Do you enjoy color green?
Our first colored person to call in.
I mean, man.
It's not... For you guys, maybe.
I'm gonna try to get someone else to call too.
Oh, we're gonna have multiple calls.
You already gave up on this one?
No, I didn't give up on this one. I'm just saying this is pretty fun.
I mean,
I
gave up on this one a long time ago.
Let's see this in
wow. If you gave up on her, why don't you hang up?
It's not my fucking show.
What? Wait, am I supposed to hang up now or what?
No, you're fine.
Thank you, caller. Call again.
And let me ask.
You can hang up.
What's your favorite thing about the show?
She's never heard the show.
Yeah, I hung up on her.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was an O and A for everyone.
That's great. Let's see if I can get my friend Mary Jane to call in.
You should let him actually work a little more about it.
She's probably still talking right now.
I know. Say, wait, am I supposed to hang up?
No, I'm going to hang up on you.
Hang up on you.
She's black. She'll call
that
back.
That was fun.
She's black.
She's that dumb.
Let's see. Who's going to get to call in?
You should have had him work on that and then hang up on it. At least he had someone locked in to fucking call in.
That was fun, though.
It was fun.
That was very uneventful and horrible. Someone he just said, call in.
Yeah, you know, we didn't really get her allow her to say much. Because
we all talk.
Everyone talks really, over everyone else. She really got confused. That was funny.
It's hard to listen to.
Oh, you'd be great if you got Richie to call in the show.
Who?
Little Richie.
Dude, he would be very confused.
What the hell going on?
That's how he talks.
Oh, yeah, that's how he talks.
Yeah, because
he talks like Batman.
Sounds like fucking Sasmo.
He sounds like Batman.
Where is she?
I got Batman complaints. Fill some time. That's good.
We've been recording for a long time.
Yeah, we did. Not enough time.
No, it's not enough time to
do what?
This has been Earth and Half.
Is that it? It's over? You're going to have an ending like a Ren and Stimpy ending? It's over!
No, we figure like we'll go to...
This is how we're going to... This is how we're going to end it. Jason, what are you going to do tomorrow night?
Same thing we do every night.
Try to have a good podcast. No.
It's a radio show, fucker.
Oh, no.
Podcast is taboo.
Try to have a...
But I like
try to take over the podcast world.
I figured we'd go out kind of Soprano style, you know, mid sentence.
Okay, so
just like that,
middle of a Journey song.
So this is how we're gonna do it. We're gonna kill Fat Pussy.
He died in like season 3.
He gets killed off.
That's like him dying in like the first 20 minutes of the show. You don't like him. It's like at that point, you don't care about this guy. He's dead.
Okay, Johnny Kicks.
I'm going to take my daughter to go see some colleges.
What?
Some first season shit.
What?
He got lost. He had one joke in him, and he never followed the show to begin with.
He never watched Sopranos.
I've only seen that first season.
Where am I?
Okay, that was a good place.
You're on Ripped in Half. How you?
You're here in a studio recording the show.
I thought it was in hell. I'm sorry.
I had this horrible dream. I was here with fucking fat ass fucking Steve and fucking Eric.
I was on the show and it wouldn't end.
It's okay.
It just wouldn't end.
It was just a dream. It never happened.
And you were there. And you were there.
So
the wizards were there.
Speaking of which, I was wondering. The new Oz film looks pretty good.
No, it doesn't.
What? The new Oz film?
No, that the James Franco.
Steve, shut up.
It looks dumb.
I'm looking forward to it.
She said we are fucking tarts.
Think about you things that you look forward to. You'll fucking defend it to the end.
Yeah.
Even how shitty it is. Even if it results to be shitty.
I've never heard of this.
You will defend it to the end. That's just you in general. Things that are shit.
Let's call Oz the Great and Powerful.
Yes.
She's going to call again.
Check it out. It looks great.
Just kidding.
It does not.
It does too.
It looks like shit.
Oh, by the way, everyone's at the frog
it
now.
It looks like Alice.
You look like shit.
All the time. I don't play down on my shit.
I never heard of this. What the hell is it?
It's the story of...
Are those new pants, Steve?
Of Oz himself, the wizard.
So it's like a prison movie?
No, it's like the story of the wizard and how he made it to Oz. And about the three witches.
I was disappointed when I seen any penises in the trailer.
So it's a prequel, but it's not Wicked. There you go. That's the answer. It's a prequel, but it's not Wicked.
Disney made it so it fucking blows. Unless
Disney made Avengers, you dick.
Unless it's animated, then blah.
Disney's made Avengers.
No, Disney's bought Avengers. They didn't make shit.
They distributed Avengers.
Yeah, they just bought Marvel. They
own Marvel.
They own Marvel.
They financed the film.
They didn't make nothing.
They financed
They didn't the make film. That film great.
They made nothing of a movie that has like the greatest sales of all time. They didn't make shit.
They were no part of it.
Let's see what this is.
Hey, if they were a part of that, the Hulk would have fucking busted out and singing and
What's the current sales? Is
smash, smash, smash.
Batman 3D.
No, it couldn't.
Kansas. It looks stupid.
Because that asshole shot everybody.
I don't want to be a good man.
Look, he's already gay. So why would they pick him?
He's the worst actor ever. Fucking midgets. That's pretty much what it is.
What movie that we saw was good?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
And it's not even using the actual
story.
Fuck yeah.
He was not a good actor in that movie.
Rise of the Planet
Pineapple
of the Apes.
Express. Great.
Okay, I didn't say he was a good movie.
Green
I said,
Hornet.
What movie did he act a good in?
Green Hornet.
When was James Franco in Green
Hornet? Yeah, the Green Hornet.
He was in there for like 3 minutes.
In what scene?
The beginning.
Oh, a James Franco movie? That's good.
I don't recall that.
That's a good question.
I don't know what's happening. It's like the same thing as the first one.
It looks so real.
It looks like Alice in Wonderland.
The way to get into Oz is
did Sam Raimi direct this?
It looks like Alice in Wonderland. Oh, from producer of Alice in Wonderland. The guy who put up the money for Alice in Wonderland. Made it look like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, God, I'm getting a phone call. Do I answer?
She's calling people.
Do I answer? Do I don't? No? Yes? No? Maybe? Should I put on a speakerphone?
No. Mila Kunis is the witch that has ruby slippers.
But they don't have the rights to everything that's part of Alice in Wonderland.
Wait, so this is.
They don't have the rights to everything that was in the original.
Hey, you should call into our podcast.
I'm trying to figure out what this is, though.
How do you come up with something like that?
How do you just say I'm gonna make this Oz the Great and Powerful?
He did write it.
So yeah. It did exist.
Yes,
but it doesn't have any like some things from the movie or some things from his book are not. They don't have the rights to everything. They have rights to some of it.
Okay.
Well, the thing from the fucking the movie had nothing. It was nothing like the book either.
But a lot of elements from the movie that are not part of this, and since everyone only knows the movie, which is fantastic. Everyone fucking knows that
the movie was all right. No, the movie was okay, but compared to the book, it was nothing. You know how many books are in that fucking series? No, you know how many books are in that fucking series?
It's not gonna fucking work. It's gonna fucking
dude. There's almost 20 books.
It's gonna fucking fail.
I don't think so.
Okay,
because they're gonna work off what they know. They know the movie and they know the play.
They also know yeah, the 20-some-odd the book series.
You're telling too much.
No, I don't think. I didn't even know that existed.
John Carter would have worked if you have that much faith in people.
Oh, John Carter's
which
horrible.
Is, no, why no, Disney don't say it's horrible. It's supposed to be a good
Disney
movie.
Shouldn't touch stuff.
It was horrible because no one knew what the fuck they were talking about.
Like Prince of Persia. Disney
nobody's heard
that.
Of John Carter. Everyone's heard of Oz. No one's heard of John Carter. And
it's a film.
And unfortunately, every film based off the works of the writer who did John Carter, which is the same guy who did Tarzan, every film, they fuck up. Hollywood has never gotten a single one of those films right when it comes to the works based
like
on
that. Well, what's a good adaptation? What is
Prince
a good
of Persia
adaptation?
Suck balls.
Thank you for filling up the show.
What's a good adaptation? Like Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas was a great one.
That was a great movie.
It's not the same as the book.
It's not exactly the same.
It's a good
it's
film,
it's
but
good
as far as an adaptation,
I'd rather hear the book than that. And Beyond Drugs.
Oh, for
yeah, at least you said hear and not read.
Hunger Games.
Oh, fuck that.
I never saw that.
Never did either. I just want to throw
I like having your fist up. Like
I want to be a part of it.
My fist is up.
Stick with Battle Royale.
I got the best one, Twilight.
Fuck you.
Says the guy that watched all the movies.
The I've Road. I've seen the movies, but
the roads suck balls.
Oh no! There's two roads. There's the
The road of ambition. The road of happiness. Or
there's two.
I know the road of perdition and then the road.
The Will Smith one or what?
No. What the fuck's the one? The Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, you're talking about the apocalyptic one.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Jack Kerouac book. On the road. To the internet.
I got a great book to.
Yes.
I got
don't
a great one.
Do that
I don't know.
The Notebook.
As I said, I don't know.
Yeah, the Notebook.
Yeah, that's a chick flick that I've heard sucked.
What?
That was written by the guy who wrote Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
No opinion.
Or directed. I think he directed it.
No opinion until you watched it.
Yeah.
See, that idea was dumb to me after a while. After so many trailers, the idea became dumb to me.
I actually liked the movie, though.
Was it? Was
yeah.
that bad?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun movie.
So suck balls, Jason.
No, it just seemed dumb.
It is dumb.
There's no point of having that.
That's the point. It's dumb.
In history or existence at all.
What if he fought werewolves?
Either way.
What if he
You know what? I've heard.
What if Abraham Lincoln fought zombies?
I'm at a point right now. I don't care for zombies. Like other than Walking Dead, I don't really care for the whole zombie thing at all.
There's too much zombie stuff all at once.
What if he fought?
It is. It's fucking terrible.
What if he fought aliens?
Who cares either? It's just dumb.
Or mermaids.
What if he fought children? That's all he did. He just
Ozzy.
Ran punching children.
Abe Lincoln.
Children killer.
The last child molester.
I was watch that movie.
Well, do you guys think... Okay, speaking about of a book to movie thing, The Great Gatsby. What do you guys think of that?
That book was retarded.
That book was good.
I haven't even looked at the trailer because...
That was a good book.
No...
I'm surprised you actually can survive reading that
I read the whole book.
Wow.
I really question that, honestly.
So do I.
I did. I read the whole book.
Yeah, we both
I had to read it in high school, and it's the most boring.
Yeah, that's why the reason I read it, but I read the whole book, and I actually liked it.
Wow.
He also read A Tale of Two Cities.
Never even heard of that.
You don't know Tell Two Cities, but you know The Great Gatsby.
We got
really? What about the Bible?
You know what?
I've never heard of that. No, sir.
I will lie. We got through 3/4 of the book. Even our teacher said, fuck this, and watch the movie.
Oh, Tell Two Cities.
What?
Even the movie sucks.
What movie?
They already have a movie called The Great Gatsby.
Oh, I know that.
They have a couple.
We watched
they're
it.
They're terrible.
They're fucking shitty. And
I read the book.
But
I never watched
one,
the movie.
But,
it's long and
but
wordy.
No movies stupid. Had a great actor like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, Patrick Harris. Oh,
Leonardo DiCaprio. He's in the new movie.
Doogie Howser's.
He's a Gatsby.
Can't say that. He can't.
He's Gatsby.
No, you know there. Are,
you can't say he's not a good actor.
No, I'm sorry.
I will never say he's not.
I will say
yeah.
there are
but
great works of art
he
that
can
are
do a terrible movie once in a while, and
oh,
this
yeah.
is one of them.
No, there are great works of art that are fucking horrible. Tale of Two Cities, long and boring.
Oh, art.
Yeah.
The Mona Lisa.
No.
Oh, wait.
No. You're talking about books, not art. Like art pictures, that's what I
No, you know. art forms.
It's all subjective.
Moby Dick is a great story. Boring as fuck to read. Great Gatsby, the same thing. War and Peace sucks. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually...
You know, this is still Magnolias? You know,
yeah. No, I sat and tried to read Crime and Punishment. One of the great novels of history.
More punishment than crime?
Oh, God. It was... I couldn't...
I find there's no more challenging and intriguing book than Where's Waldo?
Yeah. No, most books, no matter how terrible they are or boring, God, I will force myself through them. I could not do that with Crime and Punishment. I couldn't.
God.
It was... Ugh.
On this note, with horrible books and whatnot, I think it's a good time to random dancing. I'm just kidding.
We're not going out. iCarly.
1 minute dance session.
Just enough music. The music's in here, my friend. The music's in here. No, it'd be a lot weirder than that. Jason's music.
Let me get something. You had it going, man.
No, let me get something. Let me get something.
We haven't gotten to a minute yet.
Ripped in half.
He's got to pull up some dubstep for you.
No.
Oh, shit. Fucked up.
The Skrillex only have one song?
No.
That's my guess right now.
Yeah.
I've been hearing this stupid song over and over again. I'm thinking... Oh, what have I heard this?
This Jackass.
Oh, my God.
Jackass.
You know, technically, that's the same song we were just doing.
The Party Boy song.
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
You know, this song is good. Makes me want to party.
Oh, wow. She wants a call in my pocket. We're already ending the show, though.
Who wants a call?
Yeah, we don't want to deal with this.
One of my best friends.
Just tell them they're on the show and just talk to them.
You have friends?
Call in for the sign-off.
My best friend, Diana. I've known her since junior high.
Either she calls in for the sign-off or she can call us next week.
I'll make her call next week. Because
all right.
She's an interesting character.
Oh, wait. Since high school?
No, junior high.
We want her on the show.
She's Vietnamese.
She's got the dirty lowdown on Carmel here.
Is she hot?
I've known her for a long time.
Dude, she's Vietnamese.
I've known her for a long time.
So?
It's how I looked. Me too, yes.
It's how he looked in the early millennium.
I've known her for a long time.
How he dressed.
Okay. And she's one of my best friends.
How did you dress after 9/11?
Like a stud.
You were in junior high in 9/11, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Weird.
Wow.
I was in high school.
I was in 7th grade.
You were in high school?
Yeah.
Wow. Fucking children.
No, I was in 8th grade.
That's why it sucks having some young punk say, like, what to do.
I was in 8th. For all fairness, I was in 8th grade.
Fuck you, Edge. Respect your elders.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
I'm taking over this show.
Do something I can respect you for.
Good job, kid. Let the adults take over. That's always a Pippin do.
Well, my KD ratio is...
Yeah, so next week, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be hearing from a sexy Vietnamese who's known Carmel here since he was a child.
Since the millennium.
Oh, right after, right after the nines happened.
The nines. I still love it.
I know. I do it just for you.
I don't think it makes me laugh.
Wait, did we end the show yet? Or are we still talking?
We are ending.
Oh, we have ended yet. Hi.
What did you do that?
Finally, he
just
gets
waved
the
at the camera like, "Hi, mom."
I like to pull a shout out to all my homies.
We're not
for my boy Jill Joker.
Yo, I'm gonna stop you right now. We're not pouring 409 Wedge's car.
Oh, my little homie.
Shout out to my homie James Holmes.
You know what? Do that on your show.
I wanted to say that. Good job. Halfway through his thing, I wanted to say that.
James Homo is more like it.
He was the guy who shut up those people in Colorado.
He has a Facebook like
page. God, don't put that on our show.
That's why I did it on your show. We're not happy about that.
He has a Facebook like page.
I think I'm going to throw ice cubes somewhere.
He has a Facebook like page if you want to like him on Facebook.
Fucking that want-wash shit right now.
It's too late for that.
No, you dick.
It's not too soon.
All right, so... This has been Ripped in Half, yes?
No, we haven't had the rap-up music.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. The thing's too short. You got like 30 seconds.
Did you hear that?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. You farted.
We're already done. There's no music started yet, so we would have been done already.
There we go. There's our Legend
now we're
of Zelda
gonna go. We're going to go back into Legend of Zelda and try to save Link, but Zelda. Link.
We're on our quest to kill Ganon right now.
I missed my flight to London, so I got my gold medal in procrastination.
All right.
Go USA!
Fuck the deaf team. They lose everything.
Deaf team.
They can never wake up.
They don't hear the gunshot for the race.
Anyways, this has been Ripped in Half on the Wedge Radio Network. Steve, Eric, Jason. Follow us on Facebook and Ripped in Half.
At Hey
on
Jake Twitter. Is what?
at Ripped in Half, and hey Jay, guess what? And as always, send your hate mail at Ripped in Half podcast at gmail.com.
See what happens. See what happens right there.
You gotta have this shit on a loop, man.
Wait, Tommy's been fucking.
We just start the same.
You're terrible. Oh, he.